Everybody loves Dynamike.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, listen to this microphone. You like that? Oh, you like?
Good.
Isn't that delightful?
You like it?
We all do. I love it. Don't like that, though.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe Arden.
Keep your melody tuned in.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Now he hears the show.
And a little last dog announcement.
In the interest of time.
Yes.
And the interest of just all that's right in the world.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Here we go with a bit of the Groner's game streamlined.
Really?
Streamlined.
Is that possible?
Streamlined by me for your enjoyment.
Yes, it could have been a lot more involved.
Did he edit you?
Yes.
I like the way to go, Don.
Well, Mike, even yesterday...
Did it start to wear on you a little bit?
Even yesterday, while I enjoyed it, while we were doing it, I looked back in retrospect and I said, you know what, maybe a little too much with the rules.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's get...
Okay.
Today, no bonus round at all.
Let's get right to it.
Buzz Burbank doesn't seem to mind the Groners.
Oh, there's a high mic at the end.
There is.
Did you get that?
I missed the high mic.
Buzz Burbank doesn't seem to mind the Groners. Hi, Mike.
Uh-oh. Rob?
Oh, my.
How do we play this game, Rob?
Yeah.
Step one, Buzz, come pick up your ballot.
Okay.
Now, we will go carefully through all four Groners as we do normally.
I've streamlined this. I'm going to read the Groners.
Good.
Buzz is going to indicate on his ballot that Rob has just given him. We will not be reading on the air today.
Right.
Which of the Groners is his least favorite?
No.
Don, could you repeat that? I was picking up my ballot.
Buzz will select the Groner he hates the least.
Uh-huh.
So, in essence, his favorite Groner.
Yes, I see.
Well, what
Buzz
did you say?
Burbank doesn't seem to mind the Groners. I might.
Why don't you say his favorite, then, instead of the one he likes the least?
I didn't say that. I said the one he hates the least.
The presumption is no one likes any of the Groners.
Guys,
that's the presumption.
Guys, I'm moving this along.
Okay.
And then, once he locks in his ballot, all you've got to do is guess, and if you match, you both win.
What fruit carried in grocery stores is most popular with shemales?
Which one?
Tranny Smith apples. What TV show?
You're not smiling, Mike.
Ask Father laughing at your own jokes.
I didn't write that one.
What TV show tracks the thrilling progress of Paris Hilton's complexion?
Which one?
The Pimple Life. You got you, Mike.
Yep.
What after-dinner snack is popular with symphony orchestras?
What?
Shallow pudding. What pill, last one, what pill helps you watch hours of reality TV without fatigue?
What?
Survivorin.
Hey, now.
Hold on.
Buzz Burbank doesn't seem to mind the Groners.
I might.
Hi. Whatever. Hello?
Okay.
What's happening?
Hi there.
Well, I waited today for the high mic instead of for the hey now.
I'm confused.
And now, Mike, you have to decide.
Well, he needs to submit his ballot.
Oh, okay.
He's got it.
Shall I bring
ballot.
It to you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, bring it in. But are you glad that I streamlined it today?
I am. Otherwise, it would have been, we'd be here Rob, next Tuesday.
Rob had rules. He wanted to read stuff. At least folding it and giving it to you, ass. He wanted a bonus round. Mike, which one of those, Tranny Smith apples, Pimple Life, Cello Pudding, or Survivorin, does Buzz like?
I have the left one out.
Tranny Smith apples, Pimple Life,
okay.
Cello Pudding, oh, I'm sorry, and Survivorin.
Yes. I'm going to say Cello Pudding. Sorry.
Tranny
Mike.
Smith?
That was the one.
Yeah. Tranny Smith.
So they wouldn't have made it to the bonus round anyway.
There you go. Burbank doesn't seem to mind the Groners.
Hi.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You see, Rob, the streamlining helped because
it did.
Your stupid game is still there. It's just now we're actually doing the show.
Right.
We're making good time.
We're getting
now.
Right to it.
Yeah.
It's our true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
My man.
How have you been?
And it turns out it was moot because they didn't match. So it's okay. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pedocure and all the ships at sea. They are more cleansing to the body than a double dose of syrup of squill. Don Garofalo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Right. Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode on this Friday. Friday 2205.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Retarded. Let's get retarded. Don and Mike show, new episode Friday.
All righty then.
February 25. Mm-hmm. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to the greatest station in a three-mile radius of this microphone, WJFK-FM, call 202-432-1067.
You're coming.
Now, we've got so much to get to. We've got this NASCAR guy coming on right away.
Significant driver.
Oh, this is important.
One.
From late in yesterday's show.
Yes,
get ready. Yes. Get ready to eat that crow.
Yes.
Well, no. Is this a BJ and the Bear?
Yeah, it's a push.
Wow.
BJ and the Bear indeed did air on Saturday nights.
Yes.
BJ and the Bear. Oh, Rob, would you pick up the line? I bet it's a NASCAR guy.
Yeah.
BJ and the Bear also aired on Tuesday nights.
You were both right.
So I got my 20 bucks back from Rob.
You did it.
We were both right.
And I know that I know you're really worried about that, losing a lot of sleep. I'm talking to our listeners, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Never doubt what I got going on up here.
That's right.
Okay? Sleep well.
I think it's
never
more
doubt
evidence.
The inner government.
I think it's more evidence that we solve the problems of the world right here on this show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you want to know the solutions to the world's problems, you tune in every afternoon, and you're going to find out exactly what's going on.
You're mocking. You're mocking. But the fact is, BJ and the Bear was on Tuesday night and on Saturday night.
And there are a lot of people that probably were wrestling with that was sided with
sure
you.
They were.
And now can have a fulfilling weekend.
They can. And I got the $20 back from Rob and everything. Same $20 bill because it had the same bloody little spot on it.
Well, I will tell you one thing about Mr. Spiewak. Right. If he makes the right decision, he will be walking home with a check today.
Oh,
I'm awaiting what his decision is going to be.
We're going to get to that with Black History Month in just a moment.
Very good.
We do have a special guest now. Listen, we are late to the party on NASCAR.
Yeah, we are.
A little. Okay. But we like it. We all watch it now.
I watched almost all of the 500. Almost all of them. About 2:30 on.
And the good people at NASCAR are interested in the fact that somebody is interested in NASCAR.
Well, it's good.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're that somebody.
Yeah.
So we're going to welcome now a guy, you may remember, he got in a hell of a crash last week at the Daytona.
The scariest wreck of the afternoon.
No. But he's going to be the Don and Mike Good Luck Driver of the Week.
Yeah, the usually when we latch onto a driver, it's nothing but good things.
I like let's welcome now Scott Wimmer. Hey, Scott.
Scott, are you there?
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you guys doing?
All right, here he is now.
Boy.
Scott Wimmer,
has the dizziness gone away yet, Scott?
Yeah, actually, I was very fortunate in that accident. My guys did a great job putting a great car together and walked out. My back was a little sore and knocked the wind out of me, but Monday morning I was back up at the shop doing some stretching and working with the guys. And
Scott's in the
great out here in California.
He's in the number 20 car, and it was
definitely the worst wreck of the afternoon.
It was the one with the car just barrel rolling over and over again.
How many revolutions, Scott? How many times did you go around?
I think they said I went around 5 times, which it seemed like I went about 10 in a car. It seemed like it lasted about 3 to 4 minutes, and when you look at it on tape, it's about 3 seconds, and it was definitely a spectacular wreck, and definitely not the way we wanted our weekend to end. We had a great race car down there, actually led some laps, and we're kind of setting up through the end of the race there, and unfortunately got swept up in there.
What do they tell you? Is there a strategy when you know you're going into a barrel roll like that? I mean, you're so strapped into that thing that you probably don't have to do anything. But do you loosen up? Do you try to relax? What do you do?
I just hang on. That's the only thing I've been taught to do is just try to hang on and ride it out.
I want to ask you about the adrenaline, Scott. It's already got to be pumping in the course of the race. What happens to your adrenaline once you spin out like that?
Oh, excuse me for a second. Buzz, what are you doing in on this?
Because I like the adrenaline.
Yeah, but Buzz.
I think it skyrockets when that happened, because I got out of the car, I'm like, I'm fine, and walked, and actually had a good plane ride home. And then Monday morning, it's like, man, I'm a little sore than I thought I was.
Wow.
It was probably a pretty good wreck that I was in. So, you know, it takes about a day just to get down off that adrenaline rush that you had for 3 hours. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's a good healer at the time, but when it wears off, you definitely feel the effect.
Congratulations on getting a sports question in there, Buzz.
Way to go, Buzz.
That's our newsman, Scott, that asked that question.
And Scott, the thing I'd like to know is when you're driving a good car as you were last week, and you get in that wreck, and everybody's happy that you're alive and everything's okay, at some point, does somebody come to you and are they pissed when they get past the fact that you're okay and the circumstances were out of your control? But do they get pissed that you wrecked, you know, the $5 million car?
Well, I think there, you know, it is ultimately a lot of disappointment. I know my guys were real disappointed after I came on the radio and said I was all right. I think they felt a lot worse than I did, because I don't have to put these cars together every week. I've got a great group of guys that does that for me, and I created a lot of work for them. So, you know, they were glad to see me make it out all right, and it wasn't anything of our doing. So it's kind of one of those things you just chalk up as a racing accident. But, you know, unfortunately, we got to go back and build a brand new race car and start all over again.
Scott, it's I think everybody on the whole staff here is very excited that we have a NASCAR driver. As a matter of fact, our assistant producer, Rob Spiewak, has submitted this question that I give him full credit for. Has your insurance company determined who was at fault?
Well, we kind of pointed our fingers at a lot of different
I think it was Biffle, let's be honest. It was Biffle, wasn't it?
Well, I saw Biffle get sideways, and ultimately what I think happened is the 31 car of Jeff Burton blew up right before that, and I think there was oil down in the corner, because there was a lot of cars really slipping and sliding around, myself included. So really, I ultimately think we're kind of blaming it on oil. So
you blame it on oil.
All my other competitors are kind of getting out easy on this one.
No, you say oil, I say Biffle.
You just don't like the name Biffle?
I watched the thing last week. Right. I thought, you know, if anybody asked me for the next 24 hours, what are you going to do this weekend? I'm going to go get my Biffle change. I will just oppose the words.
Right, Biffle.
Biffle, you are now officially, Scott, our good luck driver of the week.
Yep.
I want you to get set for a minimum, a top 10 finish.
Yes, we will be following the 20 car.
A top 10 finish, possibility of top 3, and depending on how things go on the rest of our show today, you could in fact win this weekend in California.
How is that track? You've raced it before. What do you think of the track out in California?
It's a great racetrack out here. You know, just the fans and the support we get from the community. And you know, we're coming out here 2 times this year, and one's under the lights, one's during the day, and it's just going to be a great racing venue. You know, long race, it's a 500-mile race at a 2-mile racetrack. It takes a long time to get these races through, but we're really excited. Hopefully we can have a good, strong run like we had at Daytona.
You will. Trust me, you will.
Just finish it off instead of ending it a little early.
Yeah, remember, top 10. Remember that after your top 10, top 3, top 5. We'd like to talk to you Monday. I don't think you know what a rabbit's foot this show is.
Oh, it's incredible. We are going to tell everybody in our listening audience to follow Scott Wimmer in the Caterpillar car.
Watch the 20 car this
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely.
All right, Scott. So, listen, the last piece of advice I'll give you, and who am I to give you advice? Keep them at 10-2.
10-2, all right.
10-2.
10-2, Scott.
10-2.
That's from experienced NASCAR follower Don Geronimo.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. And I hope some of your good luck rubs off on us. We got a lot of people from Caterpillar out here. And just really excited about the weekend. It's great to be on. And definitely looking forward to talking to you again. So I'm.
You got it, dude.
There you go, Scott.
Listen. And watch out for the Biffle. There might be some Biffle on the track. You know what I'm saying?
Good luck to you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we'll go with him this weekend.
I like that. It makes it very interesting when you got somebody to root for.
Mm-hmm. In the number 20 car. Scott. Scott Wimmer. So
I was going to ask him. I was going to ask him about the Tony Stewart meltdown at the end of the Daytona 500. But he would have been Yeah, there's every possibility he's already on a plane by the end of the race.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was halfway through that Tony Stewart was definitely a tantrum man at the end of the Daytona 500.
So he's my favorite driver.
Oh, I was rooting for him. I had him in my little pool too.
The biggest jerk. He's just the biggest jerk.
You know, what did he say? Best. What did he say about Jimmy Johnson? Or somebody apparently on Jimmy Johnson's crew took issue with Tony Stewart slamming into Jimmy Johnson at the end of the race. And he knows where to find me. It was something more like that. If you know, I'm at his disposal, or I'm available for him. I'm available if he wants to talk to me.
Like the gunslingers.
they throw him down.
Everybody's called to say it's not the 20 car, it's 22 car.
Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, hey, how you going?
Well, it wouldn't be the first fag NASCAR mistake we've made.
Oh, but, you know, we're prepped on that kind of stuff.
It's a 22 car, Don.
Well, who told us the 20 car?
I got a picture of it. He drives the number 20 Caterpillar car.
20 car is Tony Stewart. That's your favorite driver.
Oh, what picture are you looking at?
That's why he didn't say anything when we said we'll be watching the number 20 car.
I am so embarrassed.
It's a sport. You said it twice to him. He didn't pick it up. I thought
Well, who wrote this?
Someone's embarrassed this in front of a reporter.
Beth Ann.
Well, what picture are you looking at? Or were you making that part up about the picture?
No. I'm looking at a picture. No. She sent me a picture of the computer, but it's not. It was just a picture.
What's the picture you got in the computer?
Oh, I don't have it here.
Oh. No,
but the... Because I asked her for a bio of this guy.
You saw it earlier.
I didn't know this guy.
That is so embarrassing. He didn't even correct us.
I didn't know this guy. Well, he's got to think that we're dumb Yankees.
Oh, no, the 20 car. And the 20 car is like the leader.
Yeah.
That's like Tony Stewart. That's like,
All right,
God.
Thanks, dude. Bye-bye. Okay,
I am so ass embarrassed.
So am I. Well, listen, I'll take the heat on that one.
But isn't it like, it's not like we gave him the number of a nondescript driver. We gave him, like, one of the top two.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Dale Jr. and Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
Or Jeff
Gordon. Don't forget Jeff Gordon.
Hello?
Can we get him back on the phone so we can apologize for giving him the wrong car number?
Okay. It's 22?
That's my fault.
22.
Well, it's my fault, too.
No. Let me get him back on.
Well, it's my fault, too, because I had Tony Stewart in the pool. I should have picked up on that.
Let's just say we meant to say 22 because we were thinking about asking him about Tony.
Oh, God.
I mean, I was watching the...
Let me call him.
That's bad. That's bad. You know what that
Terrible.
Is?
Horrible.
That's like a guy. It's like getting Peyton Manning on the telephone and going, can I tell you something? That's Super Bowl against the Eagles. God. I can't believe the game you played, dude.
You know, as far as acquitting him with NASCAR, it's absolutely wrong.
I know. And, you know, a nice guy would tell you to blow it out your ass.
Don't you agree? It'd be one thing if we had, like, a car number that was irrelevant. But instead, we gave him Tony Stewart's car number.
Yeah. Ain't it great to be stupid?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's...
Is it 22?
Well, I guess we'll find out,
That's
Mike.
That's what we're told now.
Thank God I was able to handle that incredibly embarrassing moment without losing my composure.
Yes.
And I thank it all today to the acupuncturist who I went to see again.
How did it go?
And, well, this time she bloodied me.
Oh.
The holes. Here we go. Thank you, Robbie. The holes in my hand.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of little.
I can see a little red mark up
little,
there.
Little bloody spot, and I got this thing on like my forehead. I had like a million of these pins in me today. I'll let you know what happens. I don't feel anything out of the ordinary. Although I have to tell you,
is there anything that's lasted 4 hours or longer?
Not yet, Mike.
All right, I'm checking.
Well, of course, I was only there 2 hours ago, so I've only had it for 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, to your doctor.
Here's the thing, that's funny. So I'm laying down on the table, and she's got the mask thing over my eyes, so I can't see. And she's putting the pins in, and she's saying, "Let me know when you can feel this. Let me know when you can feel." And I can't see any of this.
Mm-hmm.
We get done, and now she's even down there by my feet. Okay, this is.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
Mike.
No, I don't know where.
Not on the second visit. Maybe by the time I've been there a few times.
Right. Yeah,
right. Thank you, Buzz. The third
It'll really look like a pin cushion.
The third visit. So I had on these like workout pants, like basketball pants that have zippers going up the sides of the leg.
Easy on, easy off.
That's right, baby. So I can lay on the table. She can unzip the bottom of the pants, the pants legs. And I don't have to take my pants off or wear shorts so she can put these pins in my...
You have to take your shoes off.
In my calf, yes. Oh, and my socks.
Did you prep your feet today?
I've prepped my feet since I've been going. This is like the second time I went, you know. And I said to her today, I said...
Between the toes.
I said, now listen, Mike, I'll take my shoes off now and show you. My toes look great. I show them to you once and you almost puke.
They're clean.
No, I know you've made progress with that medication you got.
However, the problem is this, and I said to her, when she was rubbing some herb into my foot, I said...
Oh, wow, that sounds worth the trip right there.
I said to her, hey, listen, not for nothing, but I think I still, like, do a pretty steady dance with athlete's foot.
Oh, really?
And she said, oh, you know, not for nothing. That's why I've got
all
disinfectant.
Of a sudden you feel the hands freeze.
Anyway, we get done with this. Here's the point of this, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. It's my second time, and I'm zipping these pants back up, and I go, ow, down by my left inner ankle. And turns out she had left one of the needles in there.
Ow, oh, very bad. Oh,
got caught in the zipper?
So, no, it didn't get caught in the zipper. But what I did was I limped out to the waiting room.
While you're still stuck?
Yeah, which was loaded with people. And I said, I put my leg up on the coffee table, and I said, you know, I think I should get a discount today. And she said, why? And I said, because you left this needle right here.
Oh.
And
oh,
we
did she freak out?
No, she laughed. We went back in the other room and she pulled it out. She pulled it out and then, man, the blood that came out.
A gusher?
I had no idea. You know, I thought that
you probably jammed it in there further than it was supposed to go.
No. I did. She did the jamming.
Well, I mean, when you felt it when you were getting up to move around and you didn't know it was there.
No, because she told me that there were quite a few bloody spots.
Oh, really?
Well, part of the whole...
I didn't know they were supposed to go that deep.
Part of the whole thing was, I guess, that either I'm so super tense or so super strong like Kal-El that she would put these pins in and she would say to me, can you feel this? And I'd say, no.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, right. That's what she'd say. Yeah. Can you feel this? I'd say, no. She'd say, can you feel this? And I would feel her pushing the pins further in, and finally she would get the something, and I'd go, like, ow!
When she gets the bone.
That's a good spot.
Ah, when she finds the nerve.
At any point, did she go all the way through? Like a piercing?
Can you feel this now? I started at the top of your thigh.
So I'll let you know what happens.
All the way through to your buttock.
I'll let you know.
After the remaining needle incident, did you go back out to the lobby to find it empty? Or did that frighten away the other people?
No, although what I did say, there was a different group of people. Yeah, this place, she moves them in and moves them out.
They come and go.
There was a different group of people there, and she's got a pretty good sense of humor. I'm standing there making the appointment to go next week, and there was an old lady, like 60, sitting there waiting for her appointment. And so I'm walking out, I slap my ass, and I said, those steroids are fantastic. Now, the old lady
didn't get it.
And here's the other thing. The acupuncturist didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm standing there both of the... I'm expecting a reaction.
Yeah.
And I said to...
You'd have to be a big sports fan, dude.
Well, I thought it was in the news. So I said, haven't you heard about steroids in baseball? And both these women said yes. And I said, well, Jose Canseco is telling stories about how he shot other players in the buttocks with a needle. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, kidding around. And they both looked at me like, get out of here, schmuck.
Who are you, idiot?
Get out of here.
What do you think, though? Do you think it's working?
No. I mean, it's been a week. Look at me.
But you believe it enough to go. Would you go a second time?
If you found it enjoyable.
Yes, and I'm willing to give it a try.
It's relaxing. Right. It makes you less tense.
Well, you know, like I told her today, here's the thing. I'm laying down while the pins are in me, and you're laying down and you're just supposed to just focus on sounds in the office and clear your mind. Well, I can't do that.
Mm.
I mean, I'm there, you know, thinking about what time BJ and the Bear was on TV.
Obsessing about your debate with Rob yesterday.
Yeah, correct. So I don't know. And then, I just wanted to take a brief second out because we have some interesting phone calls here. A spotlight. Right now, on the WJFK Employee of the Day.
Oh, exciting.
Oh, this is nice.
And he's been a friend of ours, and I hope he still will be a friend of ours.
Okay.
His name is the General, Jeff Hedges.
Jeff Hedges?
Yeah. Here's the story that I heard.
Okay.
Yesterday, you know, when we had the blizzard that wasn't really a blizzard.
We had wet pavement.
A lot of the people at the station were told to go home early. Uh-huh. A lot of people at the station didn't bother to come in at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One person who works here has a kid who was not in school yesterday. I think I mentioned it. I mentioned specifically, these were the people that I thought were really getting screwed.
Yes.
When you get up in the morning and it's like no school and you've got the kids. And
you
got
to do a lot of working people have to do coverage for their kids.
Right. So anyway, this was the quote from the general, Jeff Hedges, to this woman who's been a longtime employee of this company. Said to her, you have to come in. It's a work day. She said, I can't come in. I didn't know this. My kid is here.
Right.
He said, do you remember when Bobby used to bring her dog to work? And she said, yes. And he said, if you can bring your dog to work, bring your kid to work.
Yeah.
So she said, hold on. You can't be serious. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was serious.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, right. Bring the kid. And I don't know how old Tyler is now.
Taylor. I think Taylor's 10. I was talking to Taylor out in the hallway before I came in. I think he's 10. He's enjoying another one of those free pass days where schools have been canceled because of wet roads.
She had to bring him in both days?
I think she just brought him in today.
Was he here yesterday?
Was he here yesterday, too? It's a great environment for a young lad. It's clean, friendly. It's a great place to learn things.
Well, if you go into certain offices, there's candy.
Uh-huh. Listen, Sean Dell, really, I think that he could get into more trouble here than he could at home.
Oh, yeah.
You could leave him at home with the liquor cabinet open, with the internet turned on to every porno site, and you could have a kegger, and you could leave and say, Dad and I will not be home for 3 weeks, and he would not get into as much trouble as he'll get into one day here.
Yeah, he just stumbles into an office with Travis in it.
It's so true, because, I mean, you can do all that stuff at home, and still there's not a chance of meeting Steve Johnson.
What's in this drawer?
Glug, glug, glug.
Well, anyway, and then, because the policy here is bring dogs, bring children,
right.
Joe has brought his dog in today.
Yeah. Rory. Oh,
Roxy.
Yeah. Roxy the dog.
Yeah, Roxy's been, Roxy and Roxy's pink harness.
Joe's very into that dog.
But you don't.
Joe loves the dog.
We got a little lost doggy.
Not really sure what the dog's doing here. I mean, I'm cool with it.
Tracy's getting a haircut.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Boy, you've talked to everybody today.
I'm on it today.
Yeah. I got here early today, trying to buy some tires. I needed some tires after last night. I determined that my new SUV is not necessarily the right vehicle for the snow.
That's video from Tom Monroe and his tribute to life in the big city. Downtown's the place to be. From Tom's disc entitled Tom Monroe Sings Petula Clark. A little help
dog.
From Mike McDonald and the Doobies on that one. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you. Whoops, we got the wrong super up there. Let's try that. On the Jerry Todd Show, there we are. Good morning in the wee small ones of a Saturday morning. We've got some fine video for you and a little chat and hopefully lots of fun. And we'll have some more video for you.
But lost doggy. Oh.
Let's pay some of those bills.
Hi. I watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Hi, Rocky.
Jerry Todd.
How are you anyway? Jerry Todd with you. Glad you're along for the ride. Maybe you're at home this morning or at work. Or just around about anywhere enjoying the fine video.
Yeah,
meantime, let's look after some business. We provide this as kind of a public service.
Here we go, Joe.
Show. It's from the community chest, and it's a lost dog announcement. If you're in the vicinity of Ellesmere and Morningside, be on the lookout for a little lost doggy. If you're in the vicinity, meantime, keep your eyes open for the little doggy, and we'll see what we can do. Meantime, on the Jerry Todd Show.
Little lost doggy.
That's the second time we've done that this morning.
And now we've got Mike holding the dog.
Mike's getting tongue.
Let's see. Yeah,
the dog's a very, very happy wagging the tail. Was wagging the tail. A
lot of kisses.
Oh, yes, you go. Oh, yes, you're good.
And Joe? A little dog named Snuggles. He was a little dog. How you doing there, Roxy? I mean, Rory?
I brought her in. Because I wanted you to meet her.
Does she bark? Does she...
She barks.
Speak?
If there's a vacuum cleaner anywhere near, she'll bark.
Oh, my. Oh, really?
She's going for a vacuum in this place.
Doesn't seem to like that.
What's happening, Mike?
She's walking all over
She's
me.
She's clawing Mike's chest.
Mike's got your ass in my face.
Oh, she doesn't have headphones on, so
no.
She wouldn't be able to hear this. Oh, Joe's going to put headphones on.
can't be good.
You hear that?
Hold on, Joe's actually going to put the headphones on now. Look at this.
Hey, you got a bark.
There's a bark.
She's a sweet dog. Very, very good temperament.
That's a Great Dane, right?
That's a smart dog. Good dog, Roxy.
Once she starts, she doesn't stop.
Here's the thing. I would pay you, I don't know, whatever you want. If you could get that dog to take a dump in Michael Hughes' office.
She just did. She did it right in front of Joni and Robbie's office.
Oh, that's a shame.
I was trying to get her upstairs.
So Roxy's
Cameron's office would have sufficed.
Roxy's on empty.
All right, Joe.
That's a cute little doggy.
If it had been in front of Cameron's office, I would have just told him it was her 3%.
We got a lost doggy out there.
Yeah, watch out for the doggy.
Thank you, Jordan.
It's a cute dog. Yeah.
So Joe's here with the dog.
What kind of dog is it, Rob?
Is it
a Cairn Terrier? Like a Toto dog?
Yeah, it's a Toto, all-white Toto dog.
It's very...
West Highland Terrier.
West Highland Terrier.
Didn't you guys get that after you saw our dog, Rudy?
I think they liked that dog,
and they wanted to get a little dog like it. We got a little Toto dog like that, too.
They're very cute, very good temperament.
So today, if Joe lacks focus, that's the reason.
A little Rudy. Yeah.
Today's reason.
Here is Dennis from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, just checking in from Green Bay to let you guys know what was going on here.
Okay.
You remember you talked to Tessa from WNFL who called in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, let me just give a little background. The day that all this stuff went down with the Green Bay station, one of the people that works in the station called us and got on the air with us.
Very nice young lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they started running employment ads for a traffic person, so I called the station today and confirmed that she is no longer with the company.
Oh, that sucks.
Those idiots.
Yep. So they canned her.
Well, if they canned her, listen, I hate lawsuits. They're so worthless, but she should really go get a lawyer. Yeah. Say, well, you canned me for what, for calling a radio show?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
She didn't even say anything bad about the company or the station. All she said was that she was supporting the show, you know, so
right. You're absolutely right.
Well, dude, listen, we'll look into it. Maybe we can get her on the phone. I don't want to get anybody's hopes up. But I've gotten a couple of emails from people in our company saying that they'd like to get involved in the situation in Green Bay.
Well,
so
they should. It sounds like we got a little Napoleon run on that place.
Yeah, it's
what a jerk.
Crazy. It's basically, they're just they won't listen to what anybody has to say, any of the listeners or anything. They just turn a deaf ear to all of us.
I promise we'll look into if that chick got fired. I mean, I don't know what we can do about it, but we can certainly try to make her life a little better if she got S-canned just for calling our show.
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
that's
the I ask you guys a quick question since we haven't been able to hear you guys here in a while?
Okay.
Really? How are you guys doing?
Oh.
See, there's somebody that gets the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Ed.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this morning on James Brown's radio show, he gave you guys love a couple of times. Oh. At first, he was talking about how you guys would crack back on him saying indeed. And then about 30 seconds later, he mentioned you guys both by name.
Oh, I want to tell you something funny about JB. Do you know that we got to... the problem is we don't have tapes of this show. It's part of the Infinity process.
Shredding
now.
Everything.
As soon as you do a break on the air, unless it's something that the censors decide is okay and there's not any chance anybody be offended, to run it again, they take the tape. They just throw them away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is funny. JB went to Harvard, and we got a call in the office from a professor at Harvard.
Okay.
A professor of communications who wanted to use that tape of JB on our show trying not to say the word indeed. Somehow he heard it and he wanted to use it as a teaching tool in his class
to prevent his students from using verbal crutches.
Yes. But unfortunately we had to say sorry, Harvard, wink wink. You know, there are no tapes of this show.
They don't exist.
That's right.
One other thing about JB, today's his birthday.
Oh, it is.
And he was talking to a guy, I
25
guess,
years old today.
Yeah, he was talking to a guy who's on Fox called Steve Harvey.
Do we care about this? I mean, this has been a good call up to this point.
And he was saying, so Harvey was talking about he had gone skiing with his kids. And
we're getting a total recap of the show now.
No offense, JB is a fan. We're a fan of his, but...
Well, what JB is, it shows how diverse he is in just a second. JB was saying that several years...
Okay, listen, I know he's diverse.
You warned him.
The problem is... He wanted to tell his little story.
If you were on his show, you'd probably still be talking. But you're on our show.
Yeah,
that's how diverse we are. Pound sand. Hold on, here's something about...
Happy birthday to JB if it is his birthday.
Yes. Here's something about NASCAR. Richard in Tampa. Richard.
Hey, I won't say how you guys doing, but we're soggy down here.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but both of those cars that you were talking about, the 22 and the 20, are owned by your favorite coach,
Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs,
you
right.
got it.
Yeah. I don't think Gibbs hates us.
No.
I think Snyder hates us, but I don't think
Gibbs
hates
doesn't
us.
Hate us. So it's 22. We established that.
He has the 18, the 20, and the 22.
All right, okay. We got you. Okay, so it's 22, not 20.
22 is Scott. Okay. Yeah, boy.
That's like bad. That's like, God, we're fags.
It is.
We're the biggest fags.
How are you?
Got the guy on the phone, the driver, taking time out of his schedule. No, Batman.
They said that Scott Wimmer was driving Tony Stewart's car. I ain't ever heard anything as faggy as that.
Hang up the phone and go, I just talked to two Yankee fools.
I tell you, they want to pretend they like NASCAR, but they didn't even... They said I was in the 20 car, the Home Depot car.
That's why I want to go on the John Boy Billy Bob show.
Well, they never make a mistake like that. I like to die when I heard them say I was driving a 20 car.
Did you at least call to to apologize?
To his assistant, and he was actually on the racetrack, and so he said he was going to try to go back.
God, I hope he doesn't crash today because of this.
Yeah, he's got tears in his eyes going, I was driving the 20 car.
NASCAR today. It's a sad day. Scott Wimmer went into the wall and turned four. He was last heard on an idiotic radio show.
Witnesses say he seemed distraught after the conversation, saying something about, they don't even know what car I'm in. I'm going into the wall.
His final words, they tried to resuscitate him. Tell those fellas.
Those naughty words.
It's 22.
It's the 22 call.
22.
You know what might be a nice gesture just to show there's no hard feelings is send them a jug of shine.
Yeah.
Good West Virginia shine, right?
Thank you, Rob.
Says hello.
Well, Beth Ann, let us know if we can get the guy back on the phone during the show today.
Yeah. You will.
I mean, I don't know what's worse than, you know, the worst thing would be, we said, you're in the Caterpillar car. Does it have the little antenna? Yes, there is. Little Caterpillar car.
That's on lap 300, it turns into the butterfly car.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. That's what they say during NASCAR. Hello.
Yeehaw.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Yes.
Joe Gibbs owns the 11, the 18, and the 20.
Okay, let's stop for a second and think how little we care.
Whatever.
Okay, all we know is that we screwed up the number. I screwed up the number.
No, I did too.
Yeah, but...
No, but I did too. I mean, it's not like, you know, one in front of me.
I know, but, you know, God, you're right. Tony Stewart is the guy that I like. Yeah. The 20 Home Depot car. Of course the 20 car.
I mean, and he led most of the Daytona 500.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Don, hey, the 20 is your favorite drive. I called before, and the 22 is owned by Bill Davis. It has nothing to do with Joe Gibbs at all.
That's Jackie Stewart calling us. Are
British people allowed to watch NASCAR?
Oh, Jackie Stewart, great racing traditions in Britain, Rob.
Hello,
why do you think they call it British Racing Green?
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, that guy said that the 22 car was...
Okay, everybody.
All right, shut up.
That's it, okay? Let's just get the guy back. Let's just get Scott Wimmer back.
Uh-huh.
So
and
we
let's
can
research
tell him.
Our NASCAR so we know from now on.
We got a chart.
You got to know who owns it.
A program.
Who drives it. Who sponsors it.
But here's,
jeez.
But here's why, I'm an idiot. I know. I know in the picture with the attachment, Napoleon, that Beth Ann sent me. I know that it was a picture. I mean, I'll get it during the
break. Was that a picture of the Home Depot car?
Yes.
Oh.
See, I mean, the Caterpillar car was in it, but the 20 car was going right by us.
See, if you obsess on this like we're both doing right now,
yes,
you'll know that this is such a big mistake for so many different reasons. Not only is it saying that he's the 20 car, but he's the well-known driver and the most recent Super Bowl of racing, the Daytona 500. Uh-huh. He led the whole way until the very end.
Yeah. Right, Tony Stewart, not
Tony
Scott
Stewart
Willard.
Did.
Right.
And then we made number 20 the lucky car.
Do you think that would be as bad as if you saw Dante Culpepper and you walked up to him and said, hey, Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
You think that's
the same thing. Yeah.
Same thing, right?
I think so, because you identify drivers by their car numbers. That's how you, you know, it's not like you're seeing their faces all the time.
I guarantee nobody ever walks up to Jeff Garcia, though, and says, hey, Donovan McNabb.
That doesn't happen.
Because there's two number fives for you.
Yeah.
That you see Ebony and Ivory.
Right. But you know what? He'll get over it. And we'll get over it. We'll move on.
If he comes out of the...
What if he wins?
You know what that's like?
I'm going to feel worse if he wins.
That's like if we're doing an Oscars show, we say, hey, Jamie Foxx. You were great in Sideways.
Yeah, same thing.
Except Jamie Foxx wouldn't have just stayed on the phone with us.
Right, he'd say,
hung up on our ass.
You got the wrong movie.
Okay. Well, we handled that first segment real well.
Are we sure that he did the barrel roll at lap 183?
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right.
He was in a very bad wreck.
I think I saw the wreck on videotape. You know, with NASCAR and their coverage. Because, you know, they don't take timeouts.
Things began heating up on lap 183, where he got bumped in the middle of a pack and ignited a 9-car crash that sent Scott's car barrel rolling and spinning several times on its nose. Wimmer was not injured. So that's, somebody wrote that.
In the 22 car.
22 car.
Wow, you smoothed it over well.
In the 22 car.
Yeah, now he's on the track.
22 car.
Sobbing.
Unable to see the track through his tears.
He's qualifying for the race. He's only going 30 miles an hour.
No reason to go on.
The website has a section called Know Your NASCAR. So that could be handy for us.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Bud Burbank doesn't seem to mind the groaner.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Whoops. Comics constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I start on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year. And that's good, because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. Everybody, the Oscars are this weekend.
Yes.
I like Chris Rock, but the Oscars suck because they're movies nobody really goes to see.
That's right.
And
I was talking to you the other day in the Best Actress category. I mean, these movies can't be seen. Right?
Now, what's a ceremony that we can get into?
What?
The Razzies.
The Razzies!
And it's the 25th annual. It's whatever the anniversary that is.
Right.
And John Wilson is here now. He's the founder of the Razzies. Razzies.com. John.
Hi, John.
Hello there. This is our silver golden anniversary.
Silver golden anniversary.
Golden raspberries.
What a great idea it was 25 years ago, and it is now, to have a movie award show that highlights the crap, the junk, and how do you select... Listen, just here we go. Just worst picture of the year. Alexander...
To run down the nominees for you, the five nominated pictures are Alexander.
Yes.
Which, if you change the lyrics, you could sing the Gilligan theme, a three-hour bore. Catwoman, which is kind of like one of the clumps you find in the litter box when your cat exits it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
White Chicks, which is a really, it's basically blackface done in reverse, and it's just about as funny as blackface.
Kind of like that one.
Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2, the one no one but real bad movie buffs has heard of. It was recently voted the number one worst movie of all time on the Internet Movie Database.
Wow.
And then it was hard picking which of the crappy Christmas comedies we should nominate, but one of them had Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Surviving Christmas also set a new record for how fast something that expensive went to video. It was 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
So now let's see. Now
it beat the record set by from Justin to Kelly.
We, of course, we're not going to get you to tell us who wins, but...
No, I cannot.
But boy, oh boy, I would have to think, God...
No, Vegas would be mad at me. They're taking odds this year.
I'd love for Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2 to win.
I think White Chicks. I think I've heard more...
Mike,
I've heard
I like
bad,
White Chicks.
I've heard more bad things about White Chicks
I've
than
I've seen it. It's not that bad.
Stop it.
It's really not that bad.
You know, the one thing I heard about White Chicks is you can't get by the makeup. It's horrible.
Problem in it, beyond just the fact that they do, as one of the, we quote actual critic reviews in the ceremony, and one of my favorite quotes is, if Michael Jackson had been born looking like he looks now, these are his ugly sisters.
Wow. All right, I'm not going to be put in there.
The problem with it is, not only are they pretending they are white girls, they are pretending they are two specific white girls, who every white character who interacts with them has known their whole life.
Okay, now we must stop this, because I'm sorry, I like, everything else is a piece of crap. I like White Chicks.
Oh, my God.
If we could just get off White Chicks for a second.
One.
And God knows I wanted to. Listen, have you ever had anybody good-natured enough to show up and admit that their work was a piece of crap and take one of your awards?
Yes, it hasn't happened very many times. Probably the best known one was one of the first, Bill Cosby, when he made a really embarrassing thing called Leonard Part 6.
Oh my God, Leonard Part 6.
Yes, right. Which is actually, we're doing commemorative awards this year. That is nominated as one of the worst comedies of the last 25 years.
That has to be great when a guy shows up for it, though. What's that?
Not only admitted it was bad, he agreed to appear on television accepting the awards on a talk show.
I heard Halle Berry was thinking about showing to accept her award this year.
Rumor that's all over Europe now.
Right.
We spoke with her publicist when that came to our attention.
Right.
And her publicist, their answer is she did not ever say that.
Ah, too bad.
Tell us the nominees, please, the Razzies, for Worst Actor.
Let's see, they are Ben Affleck, of course.
of course. Every year, at least for the next 10
Jersey
years,
Girl
right?
Jersey Girl and Surviving Christmas.
Okay, so you have Jersey Girl and Surviving Christmas.
Yes, our rules say if you make a whole bunch of turkeys, we'll list them all.
Okay.
Vin Diesel for Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay, Vin Diesel, gotcha.
Ben Stiller with, I think it's 5 titles. about Along Came Polly,
right.
Anchorman, Dodgeball, Envy, and Starsky and Hutch. We didn't list the one that if I pronounced it wrong, the FCC would get all of you.
Oh, the Fockers. Okay, gotcha.
Let's see. Oh, Colin Farrell in and as Alexander.
Right.
And I didn't realize before I saw this film that Alexander and the Lucky Charms leprechaun sound alike. And then the one that we got, you would not believe how many angry emails we got. But the title of the category is Worst Performance in a Leading Role. The 5th nominee is President George W. Bush in Fahrenheit 9/11.
Very good.
Yeah, now we like that.
Yeah.
we like that. No chance he shows.
I wouldn't think so. He'll send the goat.
How many people show up in person for this thing? Does anybody carry this on TV? Do you just have a ballroom somewhere?
Problem with it, part of why it's never been on television, and it's incredibly well known. I'm the guy who started it, and I'm shocked how well known it is. But part of the problem is, to my thinking, if you're not going to show the actual performance that you're ragging on, it just sounds like you're being nasty.
Yeah.
And if you try to do it on television and show those clips, you suddenly have all these guild rules and legal issues and copyright stuff and
references.
Blah, 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 and it just becomes
quagmire. So if somebody goes to the non-televised Razzies and they show up for that, can you show clips at the actual Razzies themselves?
We don't sell tickets, and we call it a news event.
A news event. Very good.
Okay, one more. Let's go over, because there's always so many of these. What was the worst sequel? Or I see it actually says worst remake. Remake or sequel.
Them together, remake or sequel.
Okay.
The nominees this year are Alien versus Predator.
That's good.
Combining of two into one. I think Jason versus Freddy was nominated a few years back for the same thing.
Okay.
Anaconda's Hunt for the Blood Orchid.
Okay, I can't defend that.
I love the original. It's a great bad movie. Around the World in 80 Days,
yeah,
which is the first remake of a Best Picture winner to be a Razzie nominee.
Wow. That's got to be a winner.
Exorcist, The Beginning, which is really two movies. I don't know if you know, they made a whole movie and it was so awful they threw it in a trash can and brought in a second director and a second script and did it all over again.
Oh, wow. My God.
And they're both real good. And then the last one in that category, the first one made money, but it was pretty awful. Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed.
Yes.
As someone that has to sit through those movies, you know, I can relate
to
that.
I have an 8-year-old son.
Okay.
And he's fairly discerning. He hated both of those movies.
Did he really? You're very fortunate to have a discerning 8-year-old.
Pardon?
You're fortunate to have a discerning 8-year-old. Don, you used to say it about your son, and, you know, my daughters, I believe, are still at the age where, you know, hey, if it's a movie, it's a movie. You know what I mean?
Like everything. But then my kid got to that age, and
it's got the dog slobbering. It's good.
It was the Stuart Smalley movie. That was the one where he decided
that he didn't like it.
He was about 7 at the time. One more thing here. I've noticed we're looking at all these movies that they all just suck. New York Minute, Catwoman. We mentioned Starsky and Hutch. Where's Christmas with the Cranks?
That movie earlier. There were two Christmas comedies.
Yeah, but that movie pissed me off so bad.
One of them had Ben Affleck, and the other one didn't, and there was only room for one.
Yeah, but that one had Tim Allen.
The pedigree of having Ben Affleck, and believe it or not, Christmas with the Cranks made money.
Yeah, it did make money.
It made 7 times as much money as...
That is it. Wow.
John, so did Fahrenheit 9/11, though.
Yeah, it did. John, we asked you about people showing up. What is the worst fallout you've ever gotten from a celebrity? What's the worst reaction you've ever gotten?
I think my favorite one, a few years back, somebody from a San Diego paper actually contacted the agents and publicist for all the winners. And Stallone was winning for like the 9th or 10th time that year.
Wow.
And his agent said, "We have no comment on those awards. We never have any comment on those awards," which sounded like he must get called.
Yeah. We never have any comment.
John will put the link on our website, Dynamite website, to Razzies.com. What about you are writing a book? That's all they wanted me to ask. What about your book?
It's called The Official Razzie Movie Guide. It's prominently featured on the website, and we're going to stick it in everybody's face in the ceremony tomorrow night. It's my listing of what I think are the 100 funniest bad movies ever made.
That's great.
And it tells you what to look for in each of them and what it is about them that makes them.
Oh, that's great. So bad, they're good.
Give us a tip, like something in your top 10.
It's a Razzie classic. It is nominated for Worst Drama of the last 25 years at tomorrow night's awards. Showgirls is probably the
worst. Yeah, okay.
All right, very good.
That's fun.
In the book, one of the things I say, and I better get running because I've got to be on the road in a minute.
Wow, solid.
In the book, one of the things I highly recommend for any bad movie, but that one in particular, turn on the closed captioning even if you aren't deaf. Because when you see the dialogue printed on the screen, it's even funnier.
That's great, John. Good
All right,
luck.
John. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you later, dude.
Showgirls, there's just something about saying that, you know? Right. Hey, you know, and Showgirls is a movie where you can put on the closed captioning and thoroughly enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, surprised to hear you have a son. Yeah, a little at Mr. Blackwell to it. Is that the race car driver?
No.
Oh, that's not the race car driver?
No.
Well, then let me take that. Oh, thank you, John Wilson. And it's Razzies.com.
Yeah.
I'd like to show up and collect my Razzies.
Mike, you mentioned something in the opening that we haven't gotten to, and it's that Monday is the final day of Black History Month.
Yes.
And we'll be celebrating on our show on Monday. Robert the Angry Mailman is coming in.
Very good.
And so is Howard G., Funny Man.
Oh, good.
And yesterday you asked Big Otto.
Yes, Big Otto, if he's going to, you know, actually break down and give Robert the Angry Mailman his pedicure.
And I know that Otto's slept on it. Robbie, what do you think?
Drum roll. I've given it a lot of thought.
Yes.
It's tearing me up inside. It would just be so awkward and uncomfortable for me that I have to say that I will do it.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey,
as you know,
Big Otto.
Comedy is my bitch.
That's right.
Well, and it would be funny. So,
well, then
true enough.
Then I can tell you, Rob Spiewak, I hope you have your calculator because of that.
Yes.
You are going to be able to free yourself from that hair.
Yay!
Oh my God!
Oh, that's
absolutely
good.
Wow. I would like a total. How many days has it been?
I have not shaved since January, I think it's 14th.
Wow, and I'm sure you've...
That's only 2 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even that.
Not even that.
Yeah.
So what's
Well, I've
the
not
total?
Had a haircut since the middle of September.
Was it $75 a week? Is that what it was?
I don't remember the dip. Mike, I think it might have been $25 a week.
I think you're probably... Maybe it was $5
a week. It was $1 a day.
$1 a day.
Was it 25 cents a day?
25 cents. You must have the total.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I have it at the front of my head.
Yes.
If we wait until next Tuesday, it's $225.
Wow.
And I will wait until next Tuesday, naturally.
Of course.
Right.
$225?
Yes.
Enjoy that this weekend, boys.
I shall.
25. And we have to get a final picture of Rob before he gets his haircut shaved.
He's going to let it go till Tuesday, although that picture won't really be that much different than the one that's up on the website from, 2 days ago.
And I think I will take a cue from Fez, and I will shave in stages.
Yeah, see, I think that would be fun to see him lop it off and, you know, the ye olde look.
And I do want to at least spend a few days as looking really like Elvis 1972.
Oh, with the big Elvis sideburns.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How weird that the date on the check is the same as the amount.
You know, this is like an
225.
This is like an episode of the show Numbers.
Well, you should write the check for and 5 cents.
Yes.
For the 05.
That's right, like the news tip of the week.
All right, so you will be giving Robert the pedicure.
As long as gloves are provided.
CSI gloves, yes. Uh-huh. That involves washing.
Will there be washing? I would imagine a lotion treatment.
A stroking.
Perhaps some trimming.
The check for Big Auto. Our business is concluded.
This has been a pleasure. And again, since this was really sort of a challenge, I think we ended as a draw because
you did it. You would have gone all day with it,
absolutely.
I think, this time. I mean, you know, it's going to get longer. But the hair, I got tired of waiting for the hair. Yeah. His hair was in this holding pattern, and, it would have been August before it would have been any significant hair growth. However, the beard would have been ZZ Top by April Fool's Day.
And I am so glad it's over. Just this very weekend, I rolled over in my sleep, and my mustache hair shot up my nose, and I awoke with a start.
Yes.
I was certainly not expecting that.
A question about the haircut. Does this mean the bald spot is coming back?
Oh,
because we can't see it now. You didn't like, I awoke with a start, did you?
No. It's
you don't like ye old speak, do you?
All I did was make a face. You didn't have to bring it to everybody's attention. I know he's... You know what that is? That's the money talking. When he starts pulling out the ye olde,
he's excited.
That would be fanciful. What that means is...
He's going to keep it in check, but I say in about an hour, he's going to be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, that's another microphone for you.
I will try... Well, actually, it's probably going to be a few accessories.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I hope Carrie's not listening. I love her dearly.
Just remember, she is. That's your money, Carrie.
Right.
That's his money.
Yeah. Oh, and you know that. Right.
Yeah,
that'll hold
work.
Water.
That's going to work if she finds out that you gave him money.
I'll be awaking with a start when the knife comes at me.
Sorry, I should have made it cash.
Yes, that's true.
Should have gone to the ATM.
It's in fives. Nothing bigger than a five.
Absolutely.
Bury
it. Keep it here at the station. In an old shoe.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And this will be fun. I can't wait to get my hair cut.
That's good. So next Tuesday will be... Are we going to get it cut on the air?
Well, I don't know. I mean...
I don't think we need to. I mean, I want to surprise you all. Because there'll be the phases of shaving first.
Let him...
Because I just kind of like to cut it.
Would you like to?
Well, I mean, you shave your head,
and
basically.
You can be so trusted.
Are you going to give him, like, the haircut that he had way back in September?
He'll be able to... He'll give me the clippers... And I'll do it.
Trust you.
Here.
You would write the word Mike in my
mouth. I'm not going to recreate Jackass the movie. I'm not going to.
You were thinking that.
Yeah,
though.
It was.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
That's a ye olde great idea, Mike.
I can take it down to a level, but I won't go any further. You give me the shears because I know you're going to do it high and tight.
The flat. That's the hard part.
Yeah, I know. But I'll just do it.
I'll let you cut the sides.
I'll do the sides.
All right.
I'll do the sides.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you leave the guide on?
You know what that's like? Hmm? You know what that's like? That's like saying, listen, you can shoot this apple off my head.
Yes. But you know what? Let me think on this.
Because either way, you're giving him the gun.
Yeah. I'm not going to hurt him.
No.
I'm not going to hurt him.
No.
I'm not. I'm really not.
This can only result in follicular abuse.
No, I will. If you adjust the clippers, I'll take it down to a certain level.
Until
I won't
scream,
go.
Whoops.
You shave your head practically.
Practically.
Right.
practically. I'm not going to go all the way down to the nub. I'll go down to a certain level, and then you can get the high and tight thing going. I promise you, I won't. Don, I promise.
Well, you promised me.
I won't hurt him.
I hope you don't.
That's true. I won't hurt you.
Don't promise
you
me.
You won't hurt me?
No.
You won't?
No, I promise you won't. I'll be delicate. I'll be gentle.
When the haircut comes, then.
All right.
Then
when the what?
When the haircut comes.
The haircut
comes.
Haircut
comes.
Mm-hmm. You'll awake with a start.
What about my dream of the Hitler mustache?
You may get your dream. Just for a day.
That'll look good with the Elvis sidekick.
That's a look. If you got your short hair back, if Mike shaved your
short
head.
Short on the side.
Right.
With a big pompadour up on the top.
And you had big Elvis sideburns with the Hitler mustache.
That's a good look.
Then we have something.
Then I believe we have our official poster for the show.
I was just going to say, we've got our Farrah Fawcett poster.
Sure, absolutely.
I'd have to show my nipples, though.
Oh, God.
Yes. We want you to listen.
That's disturbing.
I don't know.
That is disturbing.
There might be a certain segment of the audience that finds it appealing.
Your nipples?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Wear your mittens this weekend.
Just something, you know, revealing.
Yeah. So you're down with me doing that? I'll do that. I'll just, I'll take it to whatever level you want me to take it to.
All right.
I'm not going to, like, buzz your, you know, put a skin stripe through you.
Okay.
I won't do that.
Your big lucky beach nipples.
Wow.
That is highly disturbing.
Reference to a vacation, perhaps?
Yes. Referring to our time on the French Riviera.
Beach nipples.
Lucky beach nipples.
LBN.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So you've had a chance to be close to those silver dollars, huh?
Those Susan B. Anthony dollars. I've seen them.
There they are.
Looks like Susan B. Anthony's got a beard.
A growth.
A goiter.
With a tumor.
All right, well, Rob, Monday it'll be Black History Month Day, and you'll do the thing with Robert, which is great. Thank you for that. And then Tuesday, you'll shave down or whatever. And
the haircut
will you
be
come in Tuesday with your beard at the, like, with your beard edited?
Yes, the first change will be on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. And then the haircut will be towards the end of the week, I guess.
Your final haircut, but can I buzz you on Tuesday?
Well, no, because the sideburns have to be connected at least for a little while for the Elvis look.
Well, now I'm confused. He's making rules.
He wants it to blend.
I think he's allowing you to do it just in increments.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You will have your wish.
All right. Very good.
All right. I will need some gloves.
I have a headache.
And besides, you know, listen, once you've got the shears in your hand, Mike.
And he's got the plastic around his neck. It's fantastic. I'm awake when we start.
Are you going to tape me down?
And let's clear these lines and do a phone scan. There you go. At 877-365-3636.
Buzz Burbank doesn't seem to mind the groaner.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
877-365-3636 from anywhere in America or Canada. 800-636-1067. Your calls, the rotating random postcam. These are live on-screen phone calls. Did you mean to do that?
Do what?
What did you do?
Touch my hand.
Don't I always?
Something about you bringing those nipples up.
Don't do that. That creeps me out.
That was an accident.
God, yeah, right. I feel his big hand on my shoulder.
LBN.
It's great being at the beach with you, Don, and I brought you a can of sardines. Look where I hit it.
Right under your lucky beach nipple. Okay. Phone scan. Take your calls. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It is something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show. Even tastier than Chef Boyardee. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Chaka Khan. Rufus. Get off my leg. Get off my leg. Get off my leg. Get off my leg. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good, please.
Phone scan's coming up, Mike.
That's good.
And I have not yet gotten to the Don and Mike radio show history, Wild Card.
Oh, the one you've been teasing all week?
That's right.
Wow. Well, how exciting is that?
I might just tell you about it now.
That'd be nice. Well, I'm waiting.
Well, maybe we'll take some phone calls and I'll tell you about it.
So it could happen anytime during this phone scan?
Yeah, it's a decision that you and I will have to make together based on someone that we worked with a very long time ago.
Very good.
Mm. Okay. So having said that, oh, my wife hates it when I say that, but why do I...
Be that as it may.
Let that bother
me. Don't beat yourself.
You know, you say that, but it's better than what Katie Couric says.
Anyway... I hate that on the Today Show. That's her verbal... No, no. That's always been her verbal crutch. She will make her transitions, and Matt Lauer does it, too. They both say, anyway. It's excuse me, I just saved the Pope. Anyway.
I saw a great moment on the Today Show.
Yeah?
A phone scan right here. That's why we're playing the music. They're doing some contest to find out a kid who looks like Jennifer Lopez to try to get... They can be on the Today Show with Jennifer Lopez. So it's teenage girls singing Jenny from the Block. Mm-hmm. And like their stage mother moms have videoed them.
Come on now. Go down there. You can be on the show.
But here's what they didn't count on. I was watching this morning, and they're showing the tapes, and a lot of the tapes are girls that are like 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
They've got on all kinds of makeup, and there's...
Little JonBenet-like?
Yeah, there's one little JonBenet that goes up to the camera and does this thing where she puts her arms by her side as if she's thrusting out her incredible 7-year-old bosom and singing,
I hate that.
Jenny from the Block.
That's sad.
And they come back, and it's, of course, the four doofuses sitting there. And none of them know what to say. None of them says, hey,
was Ann Curry in the group?
That was slightly disturbing, yeah. She didn't say nothing.
Oh, she won't say anything.
He didn't say anything. Roker didn't say anything.
Wouldn't you love to see it? That, you know, I'd like to see him have one of those Joe Buck moments. That is a disgusting and despicable act.
I know, Mike. I watched the Regis show. I watch the Regis show every day.
I got to start getting in the habit because you are finding something on that show every day.
Regis is the best show on TV. Kelly is outstanding, but Regis is great because he's just so old. The other day, they're doing something on this show about Baby Week, and every day it's bothering Regis because there's pictures.
Because he's an old curmudgeon. He can't make them anymore.
There's pictures of thousands of babies all over the studio. And,
I bet I could.
She says something to him like, it's my son's birthday, and she holds up the picture of her kid. And this is Kelly now, and he says, how old is the kid? And she says, he's 2. And he says, he's not a baby. We shouldn't be on TV. He's not a baby.
Hmm.
And she says, well, he'll always be a baby. And then Regis turns to her and says, he's grown up. He's not a baby. You know what he's doing right now? And she says, he's at daycare. And Regis says, he's at home watching porno films.
Oh, Jesus.
Regis says that? Yeah, I swear to Christ.
On his little mommy show?
The audience does one of these.
Yeah.
Now, this is where.
You horrible old man.
This is where it's so great. Kelly Ripa saves Regis' ass.
Again.
But hold on, there's more to this. Because she looks at him and says, oh, you know, something like, I never know what's going to come out of your mouth, Big Daddy. You're just, you don't even know what you're saying. You know, I'm not even going to be offended by what you said.
Right.
You don't know.
Good.
Let's move on. Let's get the...
Your early Alzheimer's is not going to torpedo this show.
Let's get the Hausfrau who's going to spin the wheel. So they get the broad on the phone, and they say, let's go to Sarah Smelly and, you know, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And they go, hello, good morning. And she says, good morning, Regis. Good morning, Kelly. And before they can even say anything, she says, Regis, I wanted to just say, Kelly, happy birthday to your son. And Regis, that thing you said about Kelly's baby son watching pornography, that was awful. And again,
and there's just no response.
The show stops.
Yeah.
And Kelly Ripa has a look on her face like, well, I'm not pulling you out of this one. So then he has to look right at the camera. He says, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
God.
But that's what
I mean, that is for his audience.
That's great.
That is so great because, you know, they're all out there. I mean, it's just a...
Here we are. I want to say hi to my friend Reggie that went to Notre Dame. That's what they expect from Regis. He's home watching porno.
Porno. Porno man. Porno movies. Yes. Porno He's movies. Watching 8mm.
The kind that I grew up watching.
All right. Here's a phone scam. Wow. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
I think that the Baltimore stations might be trying to compete with your crazy D.C. stations on their snow coverage.
Yeah, but I think they're probably just as bad quite often, right?
Everywhere, probably.
It's terrible. This morning at about 5 a.m., they got everybody standing out there in Pasadena and so on. Well, the roads are clear, but these sidewalks look deadly.
Yeah,
they did the same thing. 2 inches of snow are just killing everyone.
Yeah, and how about all the kids that don't have school today? I mean, here in the D.C.
They know they're getting the kids are smart enough to know they're getting a free
Baltimore,
pass.
Baltimore, there's no school.
Yeah,
it's a
beautiful
day.
Imagine same in Baltimore. It is 43 degrees outside.
Sunny.
There's no snow. It's sunny. The streets are totally dry.
I didn't have to shovel my walk today because it melted.
And dried.
It melted before noon.
Mm-hmm. But don't forget, Mike. This Sunday night into Monday, we could. This could be a. You'll want to monitor this situation over the weekend. We could have another dicey blow.
Oh, and they love wintry mix.
Yeah. And listen, I've had those before. I was to say. The dicey blow, highly overrated.
Oh, I thought you meant the wintry mix.
Ah, the wintry mix.
Yes, that gets caught between your teeth.
That too. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
If you watch the old Tool Time episodes with Tim Taylor, and you look at Al Borland, if you were to put...
Who's Al Borland?
Al Borland was the guy that was the host with Tim.
Oh, Richard Karn.
The assistant.
Yes. Richard Karn.
If you were to put a flannel shirt on Rob Spiewak, it is a perfect match. Go to the website and look.
It's an insult to Richard Karn, sir.
Yeah, hello. I don't think Richard Karn looks anything like Big Auto.
Down on my show. Phone scan. Hello. Hello.
Why don't you go through that drawer first?
Go through your junk drawer.
Must be a thumb.
Somebody's really gathering stuff together.
You know, I got really pissed this morning. I went through our junk drawer like a madman. I'm glad that the junk drawer came up because nothing gives me the red ass more than... Are you there yet? Listen, here's what gives me the red ass. I need super glue. I desperately need super glue.
Does this guy need super glue?
Sir?
This might be a sketch.
Hello?
See? Okay, right.
I'm going to hang up on him. Because what I need is super glue. Oh, what, you wanted 5 more minutes of...
I think that sketch was going somewhere.
No, I want to tell you. Yeah, this is a sketch that will go somewhere.
Okay, you're looking for super glue.
We've got none!
Super glue?
We've got no super glue.
What do you need super glue for?
I had a wardrobe malfunction.
God. Now, I am not... What is it with you and super glue? I hate to go back to your car repair, but my God.
What? Okay, elephant memory. Do you ever give up on that?
You tend to use super glue for inappropriate reasons.
Okay, this is for your memory, okay? Okay. All right, Elephant Man.
What possible clothing-related function could you perform?
All right, listen, I'll tell you. Do you remember...
My buttons are all glued on.
Do you remember...
Why use this pesky stitching?
My kid first went to college.
Right.
And I got that Bernie Mac-like running suit, mm-hmm. that bright orange thing that says Clemson on it.
Right, right.
Well, I don't wear it because it looks like something a pimp would wear. Uh-huh. I mean, it's garish and orange, but I needed to wear it to the acupuncturist today.
Yes. Okay.
So... I pulled it out of the closet.
So you'd be a good target.
Right. Well, no, because you just unzip the stuff.
Explain that earlier.
It comes off in layers.
It's bright orange.
Well, I'm coming around the corner, and I caught just a little bit of the sleeve on a nail, okay?
Right.
So there was a slight tear in the fabric.
Okay.
In this running suit, jogging suit, plastic suit thing.
Right.
So I thought, you know what? All I got to do is get some... super glue, mm-hmm. put a drop of super glue underneath because it was just the fabric was
sort of made a little flap.
Yes, sort of. And I thought if I put the super glue underneath it and like put a book on top of it, it would go right down.
Right.
But it don't matter because we didn't have the super glue.
Oh, okay, because I was worried you'd have a book fastened to your running
suit. Yeah, Fred Buzz. Hello, I've worked with super glue before.
Yes, I know. You are an expert that you have it. You use it for a lot of different things.
Super glue is the best.
Yeah.
I love it, and I think the reason that...
I like it for, you know, repairing
damaged, like, plates or something like that.
I like it on ice cream. but the point here is that the junk drawer let me down. And also I found out in the junk drawer, for whatever reason, we must have, I'm not kidding you this time. We must have 25 D-cell batteries. Mm-hmm. You know the big-ass batteries that, like...
The ones that you never need.
Right, the ones that you use, well, Buzz uses them, but, yeah. You know, Buzz, the ones that normal people would use.
Oh, okay.
For instance, like, to run a remote-control toy for their kids.
Right.
You know, what I need are the little A's,
double A's. Triple A's are what I seem to know need more because they're used for remotes, and I think you need to go through those quicker.
For electronics. Well, today when I was just out of my mind about the super glue, I was remembering, oh, no, the remote in the other room is crapping out. I need some batteries. There's nothing in there but D's.
Mm.
Who's buying all the D's in my house? The junk drawer in my house is a mess.
I, too, have a drawer. It's
that's
a battery
kind of
drawer.
A funny thing I just said. What's the that? Junk drawer is a mess.
Yeah. But I have D batteries.
Thank you.
More D batteries than the other batteries because you don't use them. They're kind of antiquated. You don't have a lot of... If you can use them for, I believe, the big police flash
the maglite.
Yeah, the maglite, which I have, and that's about it.
There were so many D's in there. Looked like Joe's report card.
Yeah, give him that kind of credit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Jesse. Can I interview you for my new show?
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What if that was really him?
Hello.
Yeah, the weekend's here, the can of beer.
Okay, like we didn't say that 2 hours ago.
Yeah, but you messed it up. You didn't say it properly.
What, the weekend's here, have a can of beer?
Closer.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I got a question for Rob Spiewak, so...
Wait, say his name properly.
Robert Spiewak.
Okay, go.
Have you enjoyed any tasty beverages today yourself?
Just a can of Schlitz.
No, really, what have you had to drink today?
Just soda.
Just soda? What kind of soda?
Just a regular, just can of Coke.
Coca-Cola?
Can of Coca-Cola?
Diet Coke or regular?
Classic.
Ah, of course. Classic Coke for a classic caller.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now proceed.
Yeah.
Buzz took his energy pills today.
What?
Yeah, this is for Robert.
Rob, would you like to come to the microphone?
Yeah.
And why does it sound like we're all in a wind tunnel now?
Because it's this guy's phone.
Yeah.
Call for you, Rob.
This will go well.
Why don't you shave your beard and leave the goat, what do you call it, the Adolf Hitler mustache and sideburns for Monday when Robert the mailman comes in? To freak them out a little bit.
Well, I'm glad we waited for that.
It's an idea, man.
And it will freak him out. He'll have a first-class freak out.
Drink the Schlitz.
Hey, dude, part of this is not your fault, because part of this is the phone you're calling on. And when I turn the thing up all the way, we all get this thing.
Yes, it's a very weird effect. It's a weird audio effect.
Look.
I probably need a hammer.
Now.
No.
See, I was going to let him go.
Congratulations. You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
Did he say uh-oh?
You are now.
I can barely hear the thing in the background.
And are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
There you go.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Uh-huh.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in
the book.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
I said good day, sir.
He said good day.
Good day.
He said good day. You know what's great about putting people in the book?
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It is fun.
All right, let's get his info, Robbie.
Need your name.
Richard.
Yeah, big shock.
Dick.
What's your last initial, Richard?
L.
L? As in loser? Don't answer. Okay.
Liquor?
His new name.
Don't expect responses from this guy.
Of course not. We don't have a name for you anymore. We have a number. Okay, are you ready? Write this down. Ass, stroke, ass, stroke, ass, 3-2.
Mm-hmm. Right. This was fun.
See, what we are guaranteed is that you will never call the show again. Now you're on the protected list. But as we often do when we get dumb guys like you calling the show, because we don't want you to go away mad, we just want you to go away.
We give you a final word.
One of the last things you'd like to ever be heard for.
That you might have had a point, or you might have wanted somebody you wanted to say hi to, so it's your last statement. Go ahead, sir.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I should have been faster. I should have gotten him at
good. Yeah, you know what? It was his only skill.
But we've got his number, though, Mark.
Right.
We've got the number.
And he gives him a goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Where are Busto Radio God?
Hi there.
And Beth Ann jumped over the moon.
What was that?
What the hell was that?
I don't get that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mike, I get it.
Yeah, I know.
I was just sparing feelings,
I know,
okay?
I didn't know whether you did or
Hello,
not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bastard.
Like I never heard a nursery rhyme before.
Horrible.
Hello.
Don.
We covered well.
Hello.
Pound Sand.
Pardon me?
Pound Sand.
Pound Sand?
Pound Sand.
Who are you directing that to, sir?
Don.
And why is that? If you're going to tell me that, why don't you come up with one of your own?
Well, because I just thought you'd relate to that more than me just saying you suck.
Oh, now we've got a guy like this. Oh. It's a Friday guy.
That's okay. That's
it's
all right.
It's a Friday guy
That's
without
right,
any
dude.
Plans.
That's You're, all right.
You have crushed him.
You're calling me on our big-time radio show to tell me that I suck. That's okay. Go back to your life. What is it you're going to be doing after we hang up the phone on you?
I'm going back to Whoreville.
You're going to Whoreville. Now he loves yet he hates. Yes.
I'm confused.
What was it, sir, today? Was it a girlfriend dumping you? Was it a diagnosis of herpes?
I just phoned up just to be a jerk.
You phoned
just to be that
job
Mike
done.
Now when you're laughing at it,
I'm
Mike.
I'm sorry for that. Made me laugh.
You know what you
I
doing,
really
see?
Like you guys. Sorry about that.
Another gunslinger.
He just
slinger.
Called to be a jerk.
Jerk face. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Hello. Speak, animal.
Come on.
For goodness sakes. I feel like Dr. Doolittle.
Why is it always after a jerk call that we get the person that's grinning and looking at the phone?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Oh.
Jesus.
You know how we are. Don and Mike.
It's revolting.
Hello.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat. Go ahead, Pookie.
I'm not sure whether he got it all right.
I know he didn't get it right.
Right.
It's okay, though.
It was
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hi there. Phone scan.
Yes.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I'm fat, I'm white, and I'm sick about it.
That's very old.
Okay, that reminds me.
It is very old. I apologize. But listen.
Right, okay. Listen, if only your mother would walk around apologizing for you, then we'd be even. These calls today suck.
Yes, they do.
I mean, we've had a real good week of shows.
Yes, we have.
A real good week of your participation.
Yes.
This phone scan sucks.
It did.
That guy reminded me about the wild card thing for Mike.
Yes.
We'll take one more call. If it goes well, we'll continue the phone scan. If not, we'll move on to a wild card.
Very good.
And hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Question for you.
Yeah.
I took the liberty of going to the Don and Mike website and check out your souvenirs.
Yes.
Yes.
I was disappointed, gentlemen.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Like many of your other portly listeners.
Oh, yes.
Oh, is this the thing about no 3XL? Mm.
Yes, sir.
You need it. I'm
really disappointed.
You need a 3XL?
I could prefer a 4, but a 3 would have been nice.
What are you weighing in at, Tiny?
Tiny's weighing in at 347.
347, and how tall are you?
6'3".
6'3", so you're a member of the big man club.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any way of, special ordering?
I think what we would need is a bunch of 3 or 4X people to step up.
Do you have any friends that are maybe in that category?
I mean,
of course.
We get an order for 15 of them.
Uh-huh.
Let's
ask him how many what are you looking for, son? The T-shirt?
I was looking for the T-shirt, yes.
T-shirt?
Well,
Rob,
what he should do is pass out some flyers at the buffet.
I was thinking about the jacket. You know, it looks really comfortable.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah. Hold on.
Move the head of the line.
Slow down. Mike, hold on a second.
Slow down. You're thinking about the jacket?
Mike.
Can I get you something to drink?
There are not enough animals. Not the leather needed for that jacket if we want to sell a 3 or 4X jacket.
The price of steak just went down.
Now, can you fit into a 3XL?
Actually, yeah, I can.
Yeah, I think a triple X would...
What's your coat size, friend?
Coat size, actually, you usually do a 5, between a 4 and a 5.
No, like a measurement.
In America. In America.
46, a 48.
No, no, he's got to be a 52.
It's a 60, actually.
It's a 60?
60. Yeah.
It's a 60.
That's a big coat.
So here's what I have to say to you.
Can you buy 2 coats?
Sew them together?
Yep.
Just have those extra, you know, turn those extra sleeves into a cape.
Yeah, well,
I think what you got to do. I think what you got to do is what those guys do, like at Buffalo Bills games, where they just take their shirts off and write stuff on their big.
What sizes do we go up to? Double X?
Double X.
The great incentive to lose weight, I would think. You know, no offense.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right.
But if you want to
fit into the jacket,
hello.
You know, way to help my guy out.
Hello. You can do it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Jesus.
Great incentive to lose weight.
Great incentive to lose weight.
Fit into a dumb t-shirt for a dumb radio show.
Then get the man a bigger jacket.
Captain America over
Hello.
There.
Send us all your donut money.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Todd and Mike show. Hello.
Am I on?
Oh.
Not anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Turn your radio down.
How you be?
Hey, que pasa? What?
Hey, what's I have a question.
Yeah.
How come you guys don't have a picture of Clementine on the website?
Good question. We don't have an answer for you.
Hello, Donna Mike show. Because she didn't work here. She quit. She quit. Hi, Donna Mike.
She passed away.
Hey, buddies. Do you remember that thing we had when we were kids that was like the guy's face underneath some plastic? And there was these bell shavings, and you could, like, make hairstyles and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They still have those.
It was a magnet thing.
And they gave you examples. You could do Pete the Pirate, Dick the Dude.
You still have them? They still have them.
I'm sure they
exactly.
Jesus Christ.
You know that? Honestly, yeah. It's a simple reference.
Hey, hold on.
But you've got to give more detail.
Do you think we could get Rob to shave every little piece of hair off of his head and then take a shot of that so I can copy it off the website and make my own?
I think that's probably going to happen.
Hold on a second. We have to break in for this important call. Joining us now from Wimmer Racing is Scott Wimmer's assistant, Angie.
Oh, Angie, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, are we
Angie,
embarrassed?
Angie, baby. Listen.
We are so embarrassed.
You don't know what we did.
You guys didn't do your homework.
Yeah, well.
It's terrible. It's a terrible mistake. I'm so sorry.
I don't know if you know anybody who's gay, and if you are, don't be offended because we don't mean it like this. We're just fags when it comes to NASCAR. I mean, we like the pretty colors. We like the fast cars.
This was not an average mistake. This was not just making a mistake and not identifying Scott as the 22 car.
This was a boner of just substantial proportions.
This is like taking the leader of the Daytona 500 for most of the race, Tony Stewart, and giving his number to Scott. We blew it.
Yeah.
And we're really, really feeling bad about it.
You know, though, I mean, I think I was more upset about it than Scott was. I came back to the truck because I got the call because I had to go actually manage another interview when he was making the call, and I came back over here and I said, Scott, I heard you drove the 20 car, and he was just laughing about it.
He's
such an easygoing guy.
God, we embarrassed ourselves in front of him.
The most important part is that you got Caterpillar in there, and that's the most important part.
It is.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is.
So he would have been mad if we had said, like, he's in the number 20 John Deere car.
Exactly. Never say that.
Okay, we won't. Well, if you could just please just tell him that we're fags and that we're sorry.
We'll do that.
And we'll be pulling for the number 22 car.
Okay.
At the Caterpillar car.
Yeah, the Dodge.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Angie. Thanks, Angie.
Where the hell did you...
God!
Know your NASCAR at NASCAR.com.
What did he do? Did he take extra Viagra today or what?
I don't know. Yeah, and first off, hold on. Since when does your computer work so good? Right?
I've been saving up.
Every single
time. At least we were able to make it right with Scott's assistant.
Yeah, so sure. And nice to know she picked up on it. He didn't.
Yes.
So he probably hung up the phone and said, hey, you know, for a couple of Yankee disc jockeys, they were okay. And she said, yeah, except when they called you the number 20 car.
They'll be mocking us at dinner tonight.
Well, listen, forget the phone scan. Mm-hmm. We got to stop that here.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I'll just tell you the wild card.
The wild card.
Wild.
If there would be anybody from our past that we could get in touch with,
mm-hmm.
who we had worked with before.
It's easy. Who would I want?
No.
Okay, all right.
Not who would you want?
I'll wait, I won't anticipate the question.
Who would you be most uncomfortable about calling?
Wow. Wow.
And let me say that...
I don't even want to say it.
For no personal reason. This would be a show reason. Who would you be most uncomfortable with calling? With all of the people that have come and gone in the last 20 years that we've been doing the show, who's the person that it ended the worst with?
Somebody that was on the show? I mean, or somebody that was part of the show? Or
correct, yeah.
Somebody we worked with?
No, part of the show. Part of the show. I'll just tell you, and you think about it over the weekend.
All right.
Okay? Because I don't know if I want to do this or not.
Now, what is this, an interview or what?
No, it's somebody who's out of work.
Who wants to come back?
No, they have an ad out in one of the trade magazines.
Oh, my.
With the phone number.
Who is it?
It's Frank.
Oh, God.
It's Frank Murphy.
Oh, God.
It's Frank Murphy. This is going to be my wild card surprise for you.
Frank. Frank Murphy.
He was at Ashley and Murphy in the morning.
Well, was Frank on the air?
Yeah.
I mean, he was Murphy in the morning?
With Ashley.
Oh, dear.
But he got fired because of budget cuts, and now Ashley is doing this. It's just Ashley in the morning.
Well, they let Frank go? Oh.
Yeah. This is in...
It's our... not really our original producer.
Like Birmingham. But he was our first
long-term producer, yeah.
Let me see. And then it says... previous stops include the executive producer, Kevin and Bean,
mm-hmm.
Mark and Brian, Jay Thomas. He was executive producer of Don and Mike's old WAVA Washington show for 5 years.
If we're on his resume.
Mm-hmm. And it says, please call Frank. And it's got a phone number.
Wow.
So think about it, my friend. Think about it.
Something to stew on all weekend.
Yep, that could be good. Either it could be real good, because this is a guy that seriously Mike and I have not spoken to in 15 years.
Wow. Yeah, it didn't end well.
It did not end well.
It ended rather nastily.
It was awful. It was bad. It involved name calling and screaming and, you know, go to hell and no, you go to hell. And
I'll sleep on it over the weekend. Maybe I'll dream about it. Now, you know, man, who knows? Maybe my father will come to me and tell me what I should do.
Anyway, I've got it here, Mike. And, there is no expiration date on this.
Right.
Because I can't imagine that, you know, he's going to find a job over the weekend.
If he did, he could give us an I told you so. Or no. Or not.
See, but I'm concerned that if we called him, and I'm concerned for me more than you, that it would end up really just being an I told you so from me to him.
Just yeah, the way you could just, even though it's been, what, almost 15 years.
It's been 15 years.
You could say, you see what happens when you leave the show?
And I know that that's what I would do, and maybe you would do. Or maybe,
but here's the deal.
Or maybe it would go the other way.
He might be able to still remember us, and he might be able to handle it. Or not.
I don't know. See, that's why it's a wild card.
There's a
card.
Very good chance he wouldn't go on the air with us, too.
That's why it's a wild card.
It's a big wild card.
You bet.
But even before I think of it on the weekend, I'm leaning towards yes.
Me too.
Just for the hell of it. And sometimes, well, you never know.
Maybe it will
sometimes
work out.
Sometimes they end, you know, hey, time heals.
Right, you're all older and wiser now.
We give Frank a little, national regional spotlight.
Chance to get a job. Uh-huh. You know, chance to, but gosh, imagine, Frank, if you hadn't done that thing 15 years ago, you might have still been here.
So you haven't forgotten, really.
You know, though, think about it. 15 years, we would have killed him.
What do you mean?
We would have killed Frank.
No, us?
Yeah.
And Mike, we've mellowed with age.
Uh-huh. I know, we'd still kill him.
Well, that's because he would deserve it.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
But I'm saying in the 15 years, if he had stayed with us, he would have been killed.
I think we worked with Beth Ann McBride for 15 years that we wouldn't kill her.
Beth Ann McBride is not Frank Murphy.
True.
That's because Beth Ann McBride is a man.
I mean, a manly man.
I mean, not feminine.
More of a man than...
That's the point.
Right. That's it. I'm not...
When we say stuff like that, she's not going to stay with
a compliment, really.
Right, after the whole, jumped over the moon.
Yeah, yeah,
thing,
yeah.
Of which I got, but please note, I didn't say
we
anything about
right him. It's not like we haven't said anything. We haven't said anything bad about him. We're just going to... We used to work with him. I have no problem.
All we've said for 15 years is that he's dead.
He's dead to us.
I think I've actually said he's really dead.
Yeah.
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
I think in 15 years...
Oh, God. 15 years?
Yeah, come on. Imagine what we're going to be like working for us in 15 years.
I want a salad. And I want it now.
I had the salad pre-made before you walked in the door in 15 years.
I threw it up.
I need a new bag.
I threw my salad up.
Beth Ann, it's done. Change me. Could you imagine?
Oh, look at the mess I've made. Get one of the 8 interns to clean Don and me.
All right, B.A.
Okay.
Just know how lucky you are.
You know, she's not laughing, which scares me.
You're sitting
I'd love for you to call him.
You're sitting in the spot that Frank Murphy had 15 years ago when he was on top of the world.
You know what? And we haven't said anything bad about him. I think it's a good idea. I think we should call the bastard.
Except that he's dead.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Dead to us.
You know, I was just asking Joe. I said, do you think that'll be how it ends with me? That I'll be dead?
Dead to the show?
Yeah.
Well, you would be the first person who's ever left who's not been dead to the show. So I think the answer, you know, listen, here's the thing.
That's what Joe said.
Beth Ann, here's the thing. It's like the mafia,
right?
When you're in the show. You're in it for life.
Sure.
I mean, you're good.
Your family.
You're good. You're talented. We love you. You know, you've got a job as long as you wanted. However,
and we just found Frank Murphy, who happened to slide out of the witness protection program.
However, you know, I mean, you know, just enjoy things here.
Yeah.
You know? But God damn it, cross us and watch out. Watch out, Beth Ann.
Watch out.
Okay.
Okay.
No, but it's not going to go like that.
No, it's not, Beth Ann. You know why?
Because I won't leave.
Now that's the right answer.
Yeah, it's gonna be 15 years,
leave.
And we're gonna be saying,
this card you put in front of me needs bigger print.
15 years, no matter how beaten down you are mentally. Imagine that in 15 years. What's 15 plus 11? 26. We'll be saying, it's been 26 years since you got a piece of ass.
Well, we haven't found her a husband yet. I've got to go.
Well, anyway, Beth Ann, I guess Monday, as the wild card continues, we'll call this guy.
I hope you do.
Yeah, we will.
I hope he comes on the air with us.
Be interesting.
I think it'll be lots of fun.
Our longtime listeners.
It's a lot of fun.
Will remember Frank.
Yes. Yeah. Remember that drum. Remember that little bastard drum that he used to
use? We had a snare drum because we were a crazy morning zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Frank would go nuts with that drum.
He had a horn, too, right?
Yes, he had the... All right.
Oh, it's all coming.
Okay.
It's all coming back to me now.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah.
That's right.
His generosity. Open-mindedness. Yeah.
Hey, but hold on.
Yeah.
Let's remember, we crapped on him a lot, though, too.
Mm.
Hey, wasn't it fun making him run, though?
Oh, God, it was.
Do you remember when we would make him run?
And he used to, you know, remember that shirt? Didn't we buy him a shirt that he wore for like...
No. We were in Chicago. Now, here's the deal.
Marshall Fields, right?
We go to Chicago to see the Cubs and to get drunk and party. And me and Mike pay for Frank. We stay at a great hotel. We go with people from the company. It's fantastic. He's in Marshall Fields, and he sees a Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
Yep, that's right. Back when this is when Tommy Hilfiger was branded into the marketplace.
The shirt, I think, was $43. Mm-hmm. He really wanted to buy it. Mm-hmm. He had the money to buy it.
Right.
He just didn't have the stones to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of us sitting there like, you know, frickin' Frank are going, come on, Frank, be a man, buy the shirt.
Go ahead, Frank.
Buy the shirt.
Then what happened?
Well, then he bought the shirt.
He paid for it.
Yes, and he got back home. And then when he got back home, he came to work the next day on the show. And before he went on the air, he gave me a bill and said, incidentally, you and Mike...
That's it.
You and Mike owe me $43 for this shirt.
That's right.
And I said, what are you talking about? He said, you guys made me buy this shirt.
Yep.
And I said, wait, hold on, Frank, we run a store. You know, we're busting your chops. Mm-hmm. We didn't make you buy a shirt.
No.
But as it turns out, we ended up buying him the shirt.
We bought him the shirt.
He was
a little tight with the dollar.
Yeah. Oh, here's another great Frank thing. This was even before I even hooked up with Mike. I go up to Letterman, because we had tickets to go to Letterman.
Right.
And we're in the audience before the show. And Letterman is walking around, and I'm, you know, just gaga over Letterman.
Yeah.
And Frank has on a George Mason University sweatshirt. Letterman's doing the warm-up. He's walking up. This was when he was in the Conan O'Brien studio on NBC, so it's a smaller studio.
Right.
And he actually walks up and says, that's a nice-looking sweatshirt. I said to Frank, give it to him. Frank said, oh, I can't do it. Letterman says, I want the sweatshirt. Now, this is all before the show even goes on the air,
right?
But I'm thinking, this is good. I said, give him the sweatshirt. Frank turns to me in front of David Letterman, who doesn't know who we are, of course. And he turns to me and says, the sweatshirt was $45.
Well, oh my God.
I said, I'll buy you another sweatshirt. I promise. And then he goes to take it off, and Letterman says, after all this, Letterman says, "That, you know what, never mind, I don't want it." Because people laugh, and then as he walks away, he comes back, and Letterman grabs the sweatshirt and walks away.
Wow.
And it's a funny little thing. And at the end of the show, like an idiot disc jockey, I screamed out from the bleachers, you know,
say hi to folks in Washington.
Yeah, and he says, hi to the folks in Washington. So I'm coming back on the train with Frank, and like going, was that great? We saw Letterman. We talked to Letterman. God, he did like a bit with us.
Yeah.
And all Frank could focus on, he said, that sweatshirt cost $45.
Wow.
I'm like, listen, I'll buy you another sweatshirt.
Right.
He said, because we were in New York City, obviously. He said, I remember him saying this. Where are we going to find the George Mason sweatshirt in New York?
I'll buy you
the sweatshirt when we get home.
Yeah. He held on to his
thing. You damn dummy.
Wow. He was parsimonious. An odd character.
He had a bit of frugality to him.
And also, here's one more great Frank story. When we used to go to Memphis all the time for the Elvis is Dead shows,
mm-hmm.
One time, and you can see this place. Have you ever read the movie The Firm?
Right. Yes.
Because the guy who Mickey Rourke plays in the movie,
right.
His office is right next to a strip club in Memphis called Danny's.
Danny's strip joint right near the airport.
So we had just arrived in Memphis. We got the rental car,
mm-hmm.
And we're driving past, and we all say, let's stop in.
Let's duck into Danny's for a little bit.
Yeah. So, all we're doing is going into a strip club. We get Frank in there. Frank is so uptight.
Frank had a little problem with sex.
He's out of his mind.
In fact, Frank had a big problem with sex.
Mike and I said...
And it's right at the moment our show was kind of evolving
into a
naughty little show.
So we said, we paid one of the girls to come over and give Frank a lap dance.
Right.
Because we thought this is great fun because he's just so uptight.
Right, right.
And he got up. The girl said, hey, your friends Don and Mike have bought you a lap dance.
Right.
Pushed himself away from the table, came over to us, and announced real dramatically, this is as far as I go.
That's where I draw the line. Yes.
Then he went out to the rental car and sat out in the car for an hour while me and Mike finished our drinks inside. We had no desire to hang around Danny's, but it was like we were sitting there going, well, listen. Screw him. If that uptight Catholic is going to do that, let him sit in the hot car.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where, you know, it was kind of the line in the sand,
mm-hmm.
And we felt that we had to sit there for that, because if I remember correctly, the talent at Danny's was not going to win any awards.
No, and we knew that. We didn't want Frank to get laid.
It wasn't about that.
He was uncomfortable. We wanted a girl to come over and just give him a lap dance.
Yeah. So many happy moments. So many special moments.
That's where I draw the line.
And then we came here, right?
Yeah.
We came and we were going to bring him with us.
Yeah.
Over here. And
until he decided that he wanted it all.
He wanted it all. Went for it.
Yeah.
He went for it and kind of didn't tell us that he was going to go for it.
No, we had a nice deal set, and Ken Stevens calls and says, hey, listen, I don't know what's going on with this producer that you got, but he's demanding more money than the general manager makes.
Wow.
And I said, well, I thought we had a deal. And that's when Frank came in and behind our backs went and said, listen, these guys are nothing without me. Mm-hmm. I do everything for these guys, and if you don't give me the money, I'm going to get out of here, and you watch these guys are going to fall on their ass. I mean, he didn't say it that way because he's an uptight Catholic.
Implication.
How about that wild card, huh?
How about that wild card and a wonderful trip down memory lane?
A ghost from the past.
Do we have any good, positive memories from Frank? I mean, he was a good worker.
You might have him.
He was a good worker.
Yeah, he was okay.
His kids were cute.
I don't remember his kids.
Hey, his kids went to Disneyland with us one time. Remember we went down there to do the show?
Did we?
Yeah.
I've blocked it all.
Do you remember?
I've blocked all the good.
Don't you remember that?
I've blocked the greasy.
We got a picture. One of our earliest pictures of Bart is you're wearing him in a backpack down at Disneyland.
Oh, I remember that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Frank went with us
My first wife was down there.
That's right.
And I was carrying your son, on a, and so was she, and we all logged a little time carrying Bart around. That's how long ago it was.
Well, Frank must be grateful for the start you gave him, so he probably has fond memories of you guys.
I think we might have fun. He might, if it goes well.
He hates us.
Wait a minute. If it goes well, he might be able to pull up some memories that that are positive. We did go to Chicago as friends. We didn't go, it wasn't a work trip at all. It was a fun, or was it a work trip?
No, it was
Chicago. It was it was a fun trip.
Mike, it was the Gary Rosnick trip.
Yes.
Frank was part of that.
It was the Gary Rosnick at Navy Pier.
You know what? Here's what's awful, though. Uh-huh. I wouldn't have even remembered that Frank was on that trip. Uh-huh. But now you mentioned the Marshall Field thing, so.
Okay, we got a break. We're running way too late.
Memories.
On Monday, wild card. God, Monday show
maybe,
will be jam-packed Black History Month, Rob giving Robert the Mailman a pedicure.
Here's the deal. It has been 15 years. And, you know, I mean, maybe it'll be an interesting reunion.
All right, listen, you know what? Screw it. Let's do commercials. We'll come back. We'll try to call the son of a bitch, okay?
All right, why not? Get it out of the way.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WAVA morning disc jockeys Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, who've been asking different gas stations every day to lower prices. Today, Crave and Amoco went all the way down to a quarter a gallon.
We got the radio station to get these guys to reduce their price to 50 cents for 1 hour, and then we, out of our own pocket, and this is no lie, we're paying an additional quarter to bring it down again. Us
25
two.
Cents on the gallon, that's what we're doing. Now, why are you doing this? Because we're good guys, and it's great publicity.
Scott Clark from Channel 4 will join us. We're calling Dave Loffenberg next. Don't go away.
WAVA radio morning man Don Geronimo has spearheaded a drive to save the Bay.
Hi, listener. Go ahead. You're on Dave's answering machine.
Hey, Babe, this is Sean Alger. Although it's sports and long, we know you're not going to drop back in
time.
Scott Clark, Channel 4 Sports.
Dave Mary's just on enormous.
Yuck.
I don't know what
this is. Shipping, ripping out of town. That's,
I know.
That's funny right there. I forgot that.
I know.
Then, now, another commercial-free Monday quiz. Every Monday, WAVA locks away the commercials and replaces them with extra Rick Learjet Leary.
Test of the emergency broadcast system.
Learjet. They replace the commercials with extra music. Uncommercial-free Monday, WAVA doesn't play any...
Slim Whitman!
No. Sandy, uncommercial-free Monday, WAVA doesn't play any commercials. And finally, what radio station does Charlie Stuang Stabilak listen to on commercial-free Monday?
105 WAVA!
Hit the buzzer, Charlie.
105 WAVA!
Very good, Charlie.
Commercial-free Monday, another way we're better than ever. WAVA says thank you for listening to the Morning Zoo. Tuesday morning, Don and Mike present an exclusive live outdoor listener appreciation concert by
The Letterman.
The Letterman.
The Letterman.
Yeah. See, we got has-beens back then.
Yeah. Listener appreciation blowout in WAVA history.
Don and Mike Show.
Okay, well, we could,
No big breath, no condoms, all naked sex, and entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
We're going to be like Jeff Rotel and continue living in the past.
The old days.
Listening to those great tapes.
That was the old days.
But that's, let's try the wild card. Here.
Yeah.
What
yeah, let's,
hell?
Let's give our old producer Frank Murphy a call. This is exciting.
We've
and see how it goes.
In 15 years, he has an ad out in a trade magazine. That's the phone number, Robbie.
All right.
Reach Murphy.
All right.
Excuse me. Reach Doherty.
I hope it goes well.
This will be exciting for anyone who's listened to the show for all 20 years that Mike and I have been doing this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's exciting for everybody.
Find out what's new, what's happened, the ups, the downs.
The in-betweens.
Sure. If he's there.
It's ringing.
Okay, here we go.
Good.
Now, well, Mike, you never know.
I know.
You don't know how it's going to go. We have kidded on the air that he's dead.
Yes, we have.
Three rings. Four rings.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's
and after the guy who's out of work, you would think he'd jump by that phone.
The drama's built.
Yeah, he's got the machine.
Five rings.
Five rings would indicate no machine.
Or that someone stepped him off.
I don't think
six
so.
Six rings.
Maybe they did. Where is this?
It's a message.
What does it say? If it's Donna, Mike, go to hell.
For Frank Jr., press 1. Do you want to leave him a message?
Frank Jr. That might be his son. I mean, his kid might be
Mike
his old...
Senior, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hi, Frank. It's Rob with the Don and Mike radio show. And Don and Mike were wondering if you'd like to come on the air and speak with them. So if you're interested...
Tell them we read the news.
Oh, we read about your ad in Radio and Records. So if you'd like to be on the Don and Mike show, please call us. 703-691-1900.
Almost no hard feelings.
And Don says almost no hard feelings.
Do you have a message, Mike?
Huh?
Do you have a message?
Yeah, how you doing, Frank?
Mike says, how are you doing? Bye then.
He won't call back now.
You don't think so?
Not because you. I mean, I don't disagree with your tone. There was no tone you could have used. But he'll know.
He'll know.
He'll know your tone, and he won't. If he does, more power to him.
Yeah.
If he does,
we put him on the air.
Then already is going to be better.
I mean, we wouldn't argue with the guy.
No,
if he wants
of course
to
not.
Say that we're jerks, what is
hey,
this?
Hey, it's
hold
been
on.
15 years. Still have that lying around.
Sure,
wow.
We do.
Where'd we get all this old stuff?
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. Well, no, someone sent it to him.
Oh,
it's not
really?
Like he had it.
No, actually, this was sent to us, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the story with
So
Frank.
I guess Monday, if he calls back, you know, we can set something up.
Try him back one more time.
All right.
Just to make sure that he wasn't screening calls.
Right.
Hey, hold on. You know what? This time do it on this line and do star 60, whatever it is.
Okay.
What is the block?
Star 67?
Yeah, that would be it, because star 69 is to find out who's calling you.
Do you think he's still being sneaky, Frank?
Well, if he's got some radio guy who told him...
Yeah.
You know, but here's the thing.
You think somebody gave him the heads up?
We're not... I think it's in Knoxville. I think I said Birmingham. I think it's like Knoxville. Either way, it doesn't matter. Hill of Beans, our show's not here in that backwards community.
Is that where
anyway.
He is now? That's where he's been?
That's where he just got canned
from.
That
time it was a fax machine.
It was a fax machine?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe the offers are coming in hot and heavy.
Who knows?
Yeah. The late Frank Murphy.
So he was... It was in Knoxville?
Well, Rob's got the paper. What's the town? Hold on, here it is.
Where's the town where he last... He did it one
Knoxville.
Point.
Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Right after...
Ashley and Murphy in the morning. It's now Ashley in the morning.
After he left us, I believe he worked in Los Angeles.
With three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Three shows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Three shows.
As a producer.
That regurgitated him the way we did.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Bean.
Yep.
Mark and Brian, that's the one that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah.
And Jay Thomas.
Right. Did he work for Jay?
Yeah, he did.
Well, I didn't know that.
After he got fired by Mark and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Nope.
Still no answer.
Well, we'll see if he responds.
Gosh, no, I hope that our listeners can feel the love that we're trying to throw out Frank's way here.
You're reaching out.
Well, no, it will be.
People should understand about us. I think it would go fine.
I love that. That's all you have to say, Mike. I think it would go fine. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I bet he doesn't have the stones to come on the air. Even if he wanted to say that we were both gigantic jerks or I was a jerk.
It wouldn't matter if he did. It would be fun. It would be fun doing some reminiscing. Because you know what? He'll remember some stuff that we don't, and that would be great. I'd love that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hello.
Tom, Mike, how you doing?
Yeah, okay.
Look, the phone number... were you aware that the phone number that you gave when that guy's answer machine got over here?
Yeah, it's the business line.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it might have been.
Thank you, genius. Yeah.
Just right. Helping. Just helping out. Yeah, I didn't know he had a jingle.
Come on, everybody had a jingle.
I'm free of Rob. My God. My brain's a piece of putty.
Everybody had a jingle back then.
Jingle.
The Oscars this week. Oh, we had the guy from the Razzies on.
Right.
And he was super. Here's something about the Oscars that I'm always interested in. The bags that they get, the goodie baskets.
I thought you were referring to maybe like Whoopi Goldberg or something.
Or I was thinking about perhaps a different type of bag for someone like Tyne Daly.
Yes, it is.
Maybe, yeah.
You're one man's bag. You know, we both came up with our bags. That was my first bag.
I think...
Tyne Daly, better bag than Whoopi Goldberg.
But I'm thinking colostomy.
Like a medical
bag. Oh, no. See, I was thinking bag.
So you were... And I got you.
Right, exactly.
I was thinking a bag for Clint.
Thinking of what?
A bag for Clint Eastwood. He might need one as well.
Oh, a colostomy.
Yeah, right. A medical
colostomy.
Bag.
Right. Okay.
Right. I pictured a different kind of bag entirely.
What kind of bag did you picture?
Oh, a goodie bag. You know. like the one that, or a dime bag? I don't know what they cost.
I love it when you use the lingo.
Nickelback.
Goody basket.
All right, yeah, well, they always talk about, this has become over the last 5 years big news. Talk about what they put there.
Last year's basket was worth $100,000.
Wow.
This year, the celebs are pissed because it's only worth $30,000.
Oh, that does suck.
Ouch. So here's what they get for all the people you see. Oh, hold on. That's an inside line.
Hello? Oh, he did?
Is it Frank? Was it Frank or the race car driver?
Some long explanation.
Maybe he called on the business line. Is that what he did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got the message.
Yeah, I'm listening, Beth Ann. She tried to call, Beth Ann picked up, and he hung up on Beth Ann. But Colette did put him through.
Oh, so he called back. Okay, well, Eli.
Well, he obviously wanted to get through.
We'll call him back, then.
Okey-doke.
Yes.
Call him back.
Try again.
Call him. There's the number. Call him back.
how did he get hung up on? Did he want to go on the air?
Yeah, he got hung up on painkillers.
He was on extension 22, and Mike, we dialed 20.
If I could just say something on behalf of the people that work here today, and I rarely do this.
Please.
I was given...
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
I was given the word by the engineer before the show today, Tony Diggs, that the only phones in this building that are operating correctly right now are the telephones in the studio.
Really?
I mean, I'm not making an excuse. He said to me, if you have to call anybody long distance, we have no long distance.
Right.
If you have anybody calling you, unless they're calling you directly on your direct line to your extension, they will not be able to get through.
Right.
If you press 9, you may or may not get an outside line today.
Are you getting rings there, Rob?
So yeah, and you know what? I think I know what happened.
What?
Is someone called at the front desk saying they were Frank?
Oh.
And then when they got through the next level, they backed up.
That's right. Good call, Rob.
Bastards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can this be true about Frank? Hello, Rick, Don and Mike Show. Rick.
Don and Mike, my radio gods, have you guys had a chance to see frankmurphy.com?
Oh, no.
His official website.
Buzz, type as fast as those talons will go.
Rob will like it. On the front of it, it's a picture of him with Mark.
Hold on, he doesn't look different at all.
Hold on, it's him. It's him.
Jesus, he doesn't look different. He hadn't aged a day.
Radio host, morning show coach, and voiceover talent, Frank Murphy. Look at
that. There he is.
There he is.
Great dental work.
What's he eating?
It's Marshmallow Peaks.
Marshmallows. It says he's a marshmallow holic.
He's the member of a comedy improv troupe.
What do you mean?
That's what it says. It says he's also a member of comedy improv troupe. Go down, Buzz.
All right.
It's called I think it was called Einstein Simplified in Knoxville.
God, I hope that someday we're not on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the website of BethAnnMcBride.com. What are you doing there, Buzz?
I'm looking at Einstein Simplified, the improv group.
He's got a website. Here's the important thing. Does it mention us? Have you seen this website, Rick?
Yeah, you can download his resume on it.
Right.
And it gives you all the colorful past of one Frank Murphy.
Is the past colorful?
Well, it's about the same thing you had on there.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
A couple convictions, nothing more.
Okay.
Right.
He is on a quest to visit all 50 states and has gotten all but the upper Midwest so far.
That's our guy.
Sure.
That's our guy.
All right. If that's a recent picture, he looks good. He looks very, very good. He looks exactly like he used to look.
Yeah, that can't be a recent picture, buddy.
That can't be. No way.
All right, Rick, thank you.
You bet, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks. See you later. Well, if the dude gets back to us on Monday's episode,
absolutely.
Then we will see what we can do to help him find the job.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
What the hell?
I'd like to talk to Frank.
What the hell?
Especially after all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
After all this, I hope we get a payoff.
Right. He hates me. I know the specific reason he hates me.
Really?
Oh, God. One day, I yelled at him so bad because he had not gone to the dry cleaners. to pick up the clothes that I had ordered. Because you and I had to go do something that night.
Right.
And it was like a tuxedo. I didn't have a tuxedo. And
right.
I said, and I came back to the station like at 5 o'clock, and I said, where is the friggin' tuxedo? And he says, I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm not, and I said, you're awful. You're awful, bro. I mean, you know, I should.
You think that's the single reason?
Well, that's what I remember.
Okay.
I mean, other than that,
right.
I was a perfect gentleman to him at all times.
Right.
Treated him with respect and dignity. Never yelled at him or
belittled him. It'll be interesting to see if he wants to, you know, make nice.
And I know that he really enjoyed doing things to help out.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He never looked for anything in return.
No, not at all.
For, like, helping out on the show.
It's going to be a fascinating reunion.
Bastard.
Now that's both of us. We both called him a bastard now, but we're doing it for comedic value.
We can ask him how that penny's doing.
That's the first one he ever heard.
He ever heard.
Yes. Okay. He'll be excited to know you've crashed his website.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, we'll have him on Monday's show.
Well, this is good. This is getting his word out, and if he's looking for a gig, that's good.
All right. Anyway, the bags are
30 grand from 100,000. That's cheap.
$30,000. Let me see. You get a dinner party at Morton's Steakhouse for $1,500. Mm. You get pajama bottoms for $500. You get a year's supply of broadband phone service. And you get mink eyelashes.
Oh, so far so bad.
Mink eyelashes.
Didn't they get like flat screen TVs last year?
Mm-hmm. They did. Not this year. This year. And the celebrities, hold on. Who's the only celebrity to say anything bad about this? Oh, hold on. We're still on frankmurphy.com.
It keeps coming back.
There he is.
Murphy moved to Southern California from Northern Virginia, where he worked at WAVA-FM, which served the Washington metro area.
Uh-huh.
He started at WAVA as a college intern, advanced to assistant promotion director, and then to morning show producer. When the station was put up for sale, Murphy hosted the morning show for 6 months and inexplicably won an Achievement in Radio Award for Best New Talent in the Market.
Uh-huh. Is that it?
Yep.
No mention of us on his website.
Nope, and that's exactly how it happened, Frank.
Yeah, well, that's why. So
although it does mention that for 3 years he was executive producer of the Mark and Brian radio program, he was known on the air as Mr. Owl. And was responsible for writing the trivia questions used in the addictive You Can't Win game. He also produced the Kevin and Bean show on KROQ. During the hip-hop phase, Murphy worked with Jay Thomas at Power 106. He produced a Stop the Violence radio special and Radiothon. He appeared as an extra in the CBS show Love and War and had a role as an extra in the movie It's Pat.
So we're not on his website.
I mean, that's what I'm pointing out in his resume on his website.
How interesting that we're not in his resume on his website, but on his resume for getting work.
Yes, there he was.
We happen to be mentioned.
He wants people to know. Well,
you know what?
This brings
back the whole magic of Frank once again.
This will not go well. those of you that have
That'll be my question. How come you put us in the resume when you're looking for work, but you don't put us in the resume when you're actually on a website?
Been waiting for the conflict on the show. Just give it the weekend.
He's not going to call us.
We'll get a hold of him. We'll get a hold of him.
Track him down.
On Monday's episode, Got a Break Now, so we can do the Friday favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just say click here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is from his website.
All right. Hey, only 95.7 and 106.7. Oh, yes, thank you.
Trashmen with Ashley and Murphy in the morning. That's one of the great weird songs you're going to be hearing all weekend long. It's Halloween weekend here at Oldies 95.7, 106.7.
Eerie, scary, bizarre, they're all going to be playing this weekend.
That's just a little preview, a little taste of what you can expect this weekend.
It kicks off at 5 o'clock this afternoon with Brad Jeffries.
Fantastic. We are kicking off tonight with the Friday Night Under the Lights. This is the Ashley Murphy Pigskin Pick of the Week. Coach of the Clinton Dragons is standing by to talk to us after we check traffic first with Jim Cowan, brought to you by Matthew Millsaps Roofing, your vinyl siding and roofing specialist. Call the guys in yellow today at 983-0136.
Well, on the interstates, slow down's usual spots. 40
That's what the guy put up. That's what the dude put on his website.
That's
like, if
it.
You wanted to hear what his show's all
that
about.
That is it.
Western Avenue out past 275.
Who cares about Commander Chuck?
Building 275.
Or whatever his name is.
Sharp, three sharps.
The people tied up in Knoxville traffic.
Absolutely. The Knoxville traffic scene.
Highway at Emory Road.
Let me hear him come out.
Next, atmosphere is what you'll find at All in One Automotive, your North Knoxville auto.
Oh, Frank.
Visit them once.
We hardly knew you.
Call 219-9921.
Where's Frank?
Skywatch Traffic. Good morning. This is Jim Cowan.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Traffic and weather together. Your official Weather Channel forecast. Yeah, the rain continues.
It seems to be her.
Yeah, well, she got to keep the job.
Yep.
And Thompson Bowling.
Where's he?
And 66 here at the station giving away that new 2005 Volkswagen Beetle. Oldies 95.7 and 106.7. Oh, as the lights go up on the field house tonight.
Frank?
The crowd begins to chant. Rebels, rebels, dragons, dragons, dragons.
And we're calling the coach of those said Clinton Dragons, Andy Shattuck.
All right. You know what, coach? You guys are...
You're talking to a high school football coach.
Yes, they are.
They're excited about the Clinton Dragons.
Oh, good, good. We're...
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Well, he's doing great.
Go Dragons.
He's doing great.
It's a pretty amazing air check.
That's what I'd have up on my website, too, if I was looking for work and wanted people to know what I was all about on the radio.
Use what you have.
Okay, Monday. Wow. Monday. We'll get to that Monday.
Well, let's see if he calls us.
Yeah, well, we'll try him again. And he's going to get all these hits on his website now.
Yeah. Maybe some good will come out of it.
Yeah. The Oscars are this weekend.
Let me get this straight.
Hi, Chris.
You prayer to never, Frank Murray. You stupid cracker. Hi, Don. How you doing? It has me, Chris Rock. Really looking forward to hosting the Oscar telecast. Mm-hmm. Everybody always asks me, what, Chris, are you excited about the Oscars?
Chris, are you excited about the Oscars?
I don't give a rat's ass about the Oscars. I think the Oscars are a fag. I don't understand that one little bit. I don't care, but hey, pay attention to me. Come on now.
I'm
obsessing about Frank Murphy.
I was turning off the
computer. Get it out of your head and pay attention.
It's out of my head.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have some fun time.
I'm looking at you.
Let's erase Frank Murphy from everybody's brain right now. I don't give a damn about Frank Murphy in Knoxville, Tennessee. My God, how mighty they have fallen. Wow, that's a long fall from L.A. to Knoxville. I don't mind telling you, that is a long fall. You're going to get hurt after that fall. I don't mind telling you that one little bit. That's a bad fall. That's a bungee jump fall. That's a not skin your knee fall. That's a put yourself in intensive care, pick up the pieces fall.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
Pour some in my hand.
For 15 cents.
Oh, come on, man. Help a brother.
Yeah, it's great to be here in Washington, D.C. And of course, I'm the big host. I'm going to kick ass. I'm going to do great. I'm going to be unpredictable and very strange. It's going to be great.
Now, they're going to have a delay, and that means that you're not going to be able to do anything terribly nasty or
dirty. I'm trying to be as nasty as I can be, but I can't use the four little words that I'd like to use on this show. I was told by your producer... First of all, she said, get your teeth out of the way. Get those big teeth out of the way. I said, I am who I am. I can't change anything at all. I'm going to get my teeth out of the way. Don't use any of them four little words. I said, leave me alone, Bethann, you cracker. There we go. I actually have an Oscar trophy behind my teeth. That's right, a full-size Oscar trophy behind my teeth from Chris Rock. It's right back here. Look, I open my mouth and go, ah.
Oh, I see it back there.
I'll have free samples for everybody else. I got 10 of them. Don't they look good? They look great. Yeah.
No, you're going to do anything. Remember, everybody's done some bit when they've gone out Billy
Crystal
dances.
Yeah, what I'm
going to
do, I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to dress up as Hannibal Lecter, wear the mask, I'm have them wheel me out, and then I'll play a movie just like Billy Crystal did. That's the most unfunny crap I've ever seen in my life.
So what will you be doing?
I'm not going to tip my hand. I'm not going to tell you. I'll be doing what I always do. Observational comedy. I'll be talking about the observations I have, just like Gallagher. Yeah, it should be good. This bicuspid is hiding $230,000 goodie basket. Why they go from $100,000 to $30,000, how cheap can they get? Oh, thanks for mink eyelashes. What the hell am I going to use mink eyelashes for? That's why I always have to say, that's a goodie bag for Hey.
Now, you know, you're throwing that word around a lot, that fag word.
Yeah, I got accused of that because I said I didn't watch the Oscars.
You got in trouble because you said single black heterosexual men don't watch the Oscars.
I understand. That's what they said. They're all really, you know, Oscar loves Billy. Oscar hates Chris Rock because Chris Rock doesn't watch the Oscars.
Hey, let's be honest.
I plead honesty. It's true. I've been watching sports instead of the Oscars.
Oscar hates the black man.
I sent Billy Crystal a goodie basket full of jokes. I said, be funny, Billy. Be funny because your Broadway show sucks. That's 700 Sundays. My God, I hope your show doesn't last that long. I don't think people can be born that long. It'll be so totally boring. I hate it every day.
Now, how will you feel if Jamie Foxx does win and if Jamie Foxx does not win, because it's a big deal with a black guy getting nominated, especially a black guy who's not Denzel,
to win. If I'd seen any of the movies, all I care about is that the jokes are funny and I get to the party afterwards, because I sure don't care about Sideways, Wine Country, how it used in The Aviator. I don't care about no Aviator. Why am I going to watch that? It's not even funny. I don't care that Kate Blanchett is doing a Katharine Hepburn impression. Do you think there's anybody alive that even cares about Katharine Hepburn? I tell you right now, Finding Neverland. You don't think that I've got to wear a skirt if I'm the guy that's doing the movie based on the guy that wrote the play Peter Pan? Wrote the play Peter Pan?
Bang.
And I'm supposed to be sitting down watching the Oscars instead of going to a Lakers game. I swear to God, what's happening? Let's take a look at all our movies that we got there. We got, isn't this a Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah.
We got 95-year-old Clint Eastwood over on this side, 100-year-old Morgan Freeman over here, Hilary Swank trying to look like a dude, and we got that movie. Who cares whether he pulled the plug or not? And don't pull the plug on Hilary Swank. You got to pull the plug on Clint or Morgan Freeman. That's what you got to do. Million Dollar Boredom, that's what I call that movie. I don't like any of the movies, but I sure like being funny. I really do.
Now, what will you truly do? What will you do halfway through the show when there is the lull, when there is the moment that the audience needs a spark, they need something to pick them up? We're looking to you.
What I'm going
to
do is what every host of the Oscars has ever done, Don Geronimo. I'm going to tell you right now.
What's that?
I'm going to Jack. I'll make a joke about Jack. I'll look in the front row and say, hey, Jack, what do you think? I'll say, nice sunglasses, Jack. Your tuxedo sure looks good, Jack. Jack, do something funny. Get up and show your butt to everybody, Jack. Because it's sure getting boring right now, because we're sure not going to go to Annette Bening and Warren Beatty. That's not going to be funny. That's not going to be funny at all. I won't have any fun at all.
Are you going to get any plugs in for that Adam Sandler movie, the football movie?
You mean The Longest Yard?
The Longest Yard.
Oh, yeah, I'll throw a cheap one in for that. That's part of the deal. That's in my contract. Yeah. They said make sure you throw that one in there. Well, let me see. We got Burt Reynolds in the original and Adam Sandler. What's wrong with that picture? Adam Sandler don't got no shoulders. The longest pug is what he is. He's the longest punk. Adam Sandler plays the longest punk. My teeth are making me drool. My silly big old teeth are just making me drool all over my chin.
Hey, Mike, do you remember when you used to...
I used to wear goofy toothies.
It
still helps if I curl something up and put it in my lip. Are you ready? I'm going to get a napkin, and I'm going to put it in my teeth. I'll show you how much better this sounds.
That sounds great right now.
Yeah, I know. Hold on a second. It's
perfect right now.
Napkin,
what
I did.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
All right, there. No napkins, it doesn't matter. But I take the pizza, Peter. I roll it up like this, and I put it up here. There you go. Now, what did you say to that? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's stuck in my upper lip.
You're fine with that.
Yeah, Chris Rock like that. That's what I used to wear. Do it.
Oh, dear.
That is just like Uncle Cartoon. I'm going to hemorrhage right on the spot. I got a brain aneurysm. I'll be being taken to the hospital. We go, yeah, we'll have a great time talking to Frank Mother. And you're going to say, hey, Don, how's Mike? You're going to say, he's dead. He went to the hospital doing his Chris Rock impression. Oscar doesn't like head of state.
Oscar doesn't like what?
Head of Oscar state. Oscar done it. I suck with Bernie Mac and heads of state. Head of state. Oh, God, it's crazy. Isn't it crazy? Having some fun. But I hope you watch me on the telecast. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It really should be. I hope you enjoy yourself. I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. Oscar loves Hillary. And I'm not talking Clinton, I'm talking Swank.
Do you consider?
When I grew up, Swank was just a dirty magazine. Oh, man, I didn't get an nod. I tell you, I don't like Oscar. You want to know why I really don't like Oscar?
Why?
I didn't get a nod when I starred in Pootie Tang. Why didn't I get a nod for Pootie Tang? I should have been in Pootie Tang. I should have been in the Oscar front row. And now, best actor, best male role actor, whatever they say.
Whatever.
Chris Rock in Booty Tang. That's right. And the Emmy goes to Chris Rock for the ensemble cast of Saturday Night Live. Should be lots of fun, but they ignore me, so I'm going to pick out every single one of them. And then when it gets boring, just remember rule number one.
What's that?
Go to Jack.
Right.
Go right down to the front row with Jack. Yeah, history. Yeah. So I'm running out of gas right now.
I know you are. Just let me ask you.
What?
Will Ferrell. Who's funnier right now, you or Will Ferrell?
There's no question. It doesn't matter. Anybody can get up there, take your clothes off, streak down the street, you know, sit there and wear tight clothes and pretend you're an elf. I get up and do serious comedy. That's what I'm all about. Will Ferrell's not fit to wash my jock.
Are you going to put that stuff back in your mouth again?
Yes, you are.
Don't choke, Mike. Don't choke.
Be careful.
Please really don't die tonight.
I'll tell you right now what I'm going to do. I like doing it this way better. you know what I'm going to do in hour number four of the Oscars? If we run long, I'm going to whip it out. I'm going to whip it right out. I'm going to say, look at it. Take a look at this. Will Ferrell. Hey, Jack, you ever see something as pretty as that?
We'll play.
I'll be famous.
We'll play the game now with the first two callers.
That'll be fantastic. First two callers and then interview Frank Murphy.
877-365-3636 if you want to play.
That's
low budget,
a great
Jeff
show you got, Frank Murphy.
With Chris Rock.
Let's go to the football coach of the high school.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the barber shop and heard a bunch of brothers talking about Jews. Black people don't hate Jews. Black people hate white people. We don't got time to dice white people up into little groups. I hate everybody. I don't care if you just got here. Hey, I'm Romanian, you Romanian cracker.
The Don and Mike Show. They have pounced feast on lips. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, that guy sure is funny.
Well, that was you. That's Chris Rock.
I know it's me. That's a joke. That's the joke I'm trying to make with you crackers. I tell you, that's true, though. I'm in this studio right now, and I know one thing.
What's that?
I hate white people.
Have you met Otto?
Otto. Big Otto.
Big Otto?
There he is, yeah. I got my eyes on you, Big Otto. Walking around all friendly, smiley like, not letting anybody know how evil his soul. But God bless you.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
Low budget Jeopardy. Now it is the studio.
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, wipe off the microphone.
I'd like to welcome Ron Bennington or Fez Watley.
I think it's best that uses
into
this microphone.
The studio tonight.
Don't worry, I just
used some extra Lysol tonight, baby.
I just cleaned all the spit off with the corner of my elbow.
I tell you right now, I'm a study of bodily functions.
Yes.
That wasn't spit. That was snot. This is low budget Germany. Now we're in the studio. Is an innkeeper.
An innkeeper. What the hell is that?
What is this? Paul Revere from Scarborough, Maine. Let's say hi to Pat O'Reilly.
Hello, Pat.
How you guys doing?
Fine. How are things at the inn?
The Bates Motel welcomes anybody.
And now, entering the studios, a defense contractor. Oh, watch out. He'll fire missile at us from Sterling, Virginia. Let's say hi to Dan Coombs.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, LQ. Hello, Chris.
And now, entering the studios, a host of low budget Gemini. Make sure you bring it, did you, baby? And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Chris. And the guys, here you go, Dan and Patrick. Here are your categories, and they are former Oscar host.
Oh, they try to make me feel bad mentioning all the other former who is.
Chris Rock movies.
Oh, now we're talking.
Sports stuff.
Sports stuff. That's what I'll be watching instead of the Oscars.
Because the Oscars are for...
Fake.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
This week, you better pay attention. Mind your P's and Q's.
And chart toppers.
Chart toppers. That's great. That's a music category.
Correct, Amanda. So you have former Oscar host, Chris Rock movies,
yeah, cracker.
Sports stuff,
yeah.
This week on Don and Mike.
I like being on Mike.
Chart toppers.
This is a funky studio.
And to Dan, man, the innkeeper, we'll start with you.
Patrick the innkeeper.
Yes, it's Patrick the innkeeper. Sorry, thanks for clearing that up.
My apologies, Pat.
Full speed ahead, Patrick.
How about this week on Don and Mike?
All right, good category. We had on the first official loser from this TV show.
What is American Idol?
Oh, too late, too late, too late.
Pat, I think you're getting a primer on how to play the game fast. And now let's go to Dan, your chance to steal.
What is Survivor?
No.
No, go ahead, right. It's American Idol.
And Pat, you're in control.
This week in Don Mike 2.
No, they're not all the way retarded.
Who are the new show guys?
Oh, Dan, it's your chance to steal again.
Who are Don and Mike?
No. Yeah, funny.
That's good.
How's your news?
Right,
the guys from How's Your News.
Bada-boo-ee, bada-boo, bada-boo-ee, bada-boo. Hey, Pat, you're in control.
We'll try it for three.
This Chicago eatery is serving spaghetti made with blowed-up baseball.
What is Harry Carey's?
There you go.
$3 and you're on the board and rolling. How's it feel? It must feel good. Select again.
Let's try Chris Rock movies for one.
Chris Rock movies for one. Maybe his worst movie ever.
Thank you.
Where he's running for office.
What is Head of State?
$1. Right. Yes, sirree. I'm proud of my work. I'm proud of my work. I don't give a damn
that
what anybody says. $1 for you. Select again, Pat.
Chris Rock movies for two.
Co-stars Morgan Freeman.
What is The Longest Yard?
Pick up that energy, Pat. All right, Dan, your chance to steal.
What is Driving Miss Daisy?
No.
No, it's Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty. I was pretty damn good at Nurse Betty.
I thought you were.
Yeah, you know, better than that Renee Zellweger, squinty face, fat lips. She's sitting there with all her licking. Ooh, look at me. Ooh, look at me. At least I can act. All right, Pat, you're in control.
Well, it's like Chris Rock for three.
Great role in a movie with Kevin Smith and Ben Affleck.
What is Pootie Tang?
Not Pootie Tang!
Pootie Tang.
What are you talking about? All right, Dan, your chance to steal.
Yeah, Dogma.
Yeah, right. Dogma.
Dogma. Dogma. I was fantastic in Dogma. You weren't even looking at Ben Affleck. You were looking at me.
And I think you were in, like, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back 2 or Go to Hollywood, whatever that one. I think you were in one of those anyway.
Yeah, they love me. All right, Pat. Pat, you're in control.
Let's try sports stuff for one.
Sports stuff. Oh, he was traded yesterday from Sacramento to Philadelphia.
Oh, God, Chris.
All right, Dan, your chance to steal.
It was Chris Webber.
There you go. You didn't even have it in the form of a question. Yes, C. Webb.
$1 for you, Dan. Select again.
Sports stuff for two.
He was traded this week from Minnesota to Oakland.
It was Randy Moss.
Nice.
$2 for you, Dan. Making a big comeback. Coming on strong. Trying to do his best. All right, select again.
Sports stuff for three.
Where Jose Canseco says he shot Mark McGuire with steroids.
What is in the behind?
Direct Amundo, in the buttocks.
$3, and with that, Dan is taking the lead from Pat.
The old moneymaker. Give me change for a dollar.
Pour it in my hand for 15 cents.
Oh, I don't think you want that poured in your hand.
No, that would hurt. All right, go again, Dan.
Former Oscar hosts for one, please.
Okay. Recently dead.
Who is Johnny Carson?
Right. $1. Yeah, bye, Johnny. Everybody say goodbye to Johnny. Johnny's gone. Johnny said bye. Johnny, curtain closes on
this,
Johnny.
This seems less than sincere, what you're saying.
Nah, just think of all the hype. You know, they all just care about Johnny. He smoked himself to death. All right, select again, Dan.
Former Oscar hosts, too.
Oprah Uma.
Who is David Letterman?
Right.
$2 for Dan, who's taking a commanding lead. Select again, Dan.
Former Oscar hosts for three.
He loves to sing. He loves to dance. He loves to entertain.
Who is Billy Crystal?
Right.
$3, you've run the category. You gotta be proud of yourself about that, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Select again. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you feel the heat from both our contestants?
All we got here is chart toppers.
Chart toppers for one.
Chart toppers. Okay, here we go. He is the male artist with the most platinum-selling albums in United States history. He has 97 platinum albums.
Who is Slim Whitman?
Pat, your chance to steal.
Who is Elvis?
No, Elvis is number two. Number one, Garth Brooks.
And I got all of his albums.
Garth Brooks?
I got all his albums in my car. That's driving music. That's my driving music.
Garth Brooks.
Oh, man, yes, siree. Yeah, put on the Garth Brooks with his cowboy hat. All right, Dan, select again.
Chart toppers for two.
She is the female artist with the most platinum-selling albums in U.S. history. She has 59.
Who is Dolly Parton?
Pat, your chance to steal.
Right, Pat. It's Madonna.
Madonna.
Madonna and Whitney Houston, number two.
Fantastic, Dan. Oh, boy, who am I going to listen to tonight? Do I have Madonna or Garth Brooks? All right, Dan, select again.
Close up chart toppers for three.
All right, the Beatles are number one with the most platinum-selling albums in the United States. They have 92. This group is second with 81 million platinum albums.
Who are the Rolling Stones?
Negative.
Pat, your chance to steal.
Who are the Beach Boys?
No. The band called the Eagles.
The Eagles?
The Eagles.
Oh, there we go. Rounded out my CD collection. And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yes, it is now. Chris, who's got what here?
We got $12 for Dan from Sterling, and Pat from Scarborough, Maine has $4.
So you're not a big fan of the Eagles? You don't like...
Oh, I love them. Hotel California.
New Kid in Town.
Boy, that's exciting stuff.
Desperado.
Well, I'm moving down the road, kind of loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Yes, no, three. I do. I know them all by heart. Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chris.
Here's your category for final Low Budget Jeopardy, fellas. It's, let's experiment. That's the category. Here's the answer. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, this animal was used the most for experimentation in United States labs in 2004.
Ew.
Okay. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, this animal was used the most for experimentations in U.S. labs last year. Guys, need the answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Chris Rock floss. That's right. You know, you can't keep teeth this big looking good without the right kind of floss.
Looking good.
That's why I invented Chris Rock floss. Chris Rock floss has the patented Rope-A-Dope system that really cleans deep between your oversized chatters. So, for proper dental hygiene, use Chris Rock floss and say goodbye to flimsy floss that fails to flick the funky food fragments from between your fabulous chatters. Now back to final of your jelly with Donnie the Cracker.
Okay.
Now I'm JFK with cash for you and me.
How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great,
Don. Which one of these guys first?
I'm as young as I used to be. It's Pat from Scarborough. Pat. Lively, jumpy Pat.
All right, Pat, let's experiment. This is the animal that U.S. used most for experimentation.
What are pigs?
I'm sorry that knocks you down to zero, but hold on, there might be something in your stocking.
Now, Dan, if you got the right answer, you're the big wiener.
What are rats?
Oh,
no.
Negative.
Oh, We can't have them come back.
You know what? A Buzz just held up a card.
Do I have the answer?
Yes, you do, Buzz.
Cool.
Rabbits.
Rabbits.
Oh, my God. Rabbits. But they don't have enough trouble as it is.
Yeah.
Sit there making babies all the time.
It's rabbit, followed by guinea pig, followed by hamster, then dogs, pigs, primates.
And Joe Ottinger.
Sheep. And cats. That's the list.
Hey.
Okay, I'll say it for you. Rabbit am delicious. Thank you, Otto.
Rabbit, one of those.
Yes, sir. Gotta throw one of them in, don't we?
Well,
Big Otto.
What am we giving away, Chris?
Hey, both Dan and Pat. Don't go away, man, because we got something special. Oh, all right. Here's a white man give the sleeve of Golfdom down in my golf balls. The annual Golfdom Garage Sale is tomorrow through Sunday. Golfdom Tyson's Corner. Live the game. Oh, yeah. Crack it.
All right, fellas, thank you both. Dan, Patrick, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Yelkie.
All right.
Bye, fellas.
Bye-bye.
Gonna get on the car, get to that party. I'm waiting. Should be lots of fun. Sure is fun. Hold on a second.
What?
I want to get something else here.
Can I get you an aspirin?
Here we go. Yeah, all right.
Something else in your mouth?
Yeah! That's fun! Hi, Buzz!
I'm well.
Jerry Lewis.
For some reason, Mike used to put the goofy toofies in when he did Chris Rock.
Always did. It just made it feel more natural.
And now what he's doing is he's taking a piece of paper in.
So now I can talk normally like this.
He's wrapping them around his teeth.
Yeah, the front teeth like that.
Oh, just fell out, didn't it?
Yeah, did. I slipped a little bit. That's all right. I'm all set. Watch me, the Oscar Pelican. Yes, sirree. All right. Buzz Burbank on Monster.
You know what he said to me?
Yeah.
What's that? He said he was going to watch. You know why?
Why's that?
Because it's a black man hosting the Oscars.
Well, that's not a chance. It's Big Otto to say that kind
of thing. That's right, Chris.
You can't fool me at
all. That's right. I'll be watching.
He'll have his nose pressed up against the TV.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
here, folks, one rabbit am delicious. Way, good I'll slap you upside your head.
What is your least Buzz?
Buzz Burbank doesn't seem to mind the groaners.
Not so much.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Oops, I slipped.
Buzz, what's your lead story today?
What I've been saying all along.
What?
Sex at work is good for morale.
Ah, not here.
I got a nickname for him.
What's that? What's that?
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
Pootie Tang Reginald.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on a second.
Michael Elton as Buzz Burbank.
There you go. On next week on the Don and Mike Show, Hooters Air Flyaways, putting a new meaning into the word great wings.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitutes, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz now, brought to us tonight by Duramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Thank you.
They did. See, they were calling. Yeah.
Doctor developed and clinically tested, patented. It's Duramax 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Fishing season's open at the company pond. A new study from the University of Washington indicates that sexual encounters in some work situations can actually build camaraderie, like in the restaurant business. One researcher worked at several eateries over a 14-month period. She studied the chat.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi there. Oh, I'm sorry, Don. I was saying hello also.
What? Is this the party line, Mike?
I'll get off the line.
Well, maybe she wants to party.
Hey.
Hello, who is this?
A fan.
Oh, my name's Don.
Hey, Don.
I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike. I like one-on-one action.
Oh.
I like petting to a point. All right, bye, Don.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See, now, what you just did there, that's healthy, according to this study. This woman worked at several eateries over a 14-month period.
Oh, man, I can't pry them apart.
She studied the chat.
Seriously.
She studied the chat between workers and supervisors.
Yeah, you got supervisors?
Yeah.
Oh, I can pry them apart.
In all three jobs, she found this one similarity, sexual banter. She says all the conversations fit the legal definition of sexual harassment to a T, but she says it was healthy. She says it made the workers happy, which made them more productive. But she says this was only true in restaurants that ran informally, not the ones with a strict hierarchy. That's the study. So apparently it's healthy. People do talk about sex at work, and although it's technically sexual harassment.
She don't have her voicemail anymore?
Study says it's a good thing.
You can call her at home.
I'm not going to call Bobby at home.
All right. Joke made.
That one's cruel, Rob.
And what you're doing now is fostering a camaraderie and better morale.
That's it. More productivity.
Well,
that's right.
You're more productive at work if you have sex at work.
Mm-hmm. Or at least sexual banter.
Yes.
Or you could have a phone system that doesn't have any voicemail on it. But.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Madonna French Infinity Broadcasting WJFK. I'm either on the phone or away from my desk. Please leave your name and number, and
go
I'll
ahead,
get
Mike.
Back to you as soon as possible.
Go.
Or you can hit 0 for the operator and have me paged. Thank you. I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, beautiful. You know who this is? It's me, the man you love, telling you to have a nice weekend. And don't worry about anything. It's going to be just fine. And what's that expression I always like to use? Oh, that's right. You know the one.
What's that?
What's that old one? I can't remember.
What are you talking about?
No, make the back. What
oh,
is it?
Beat the beast with two back.
Making the beast
with two back.
I wish you making the beast. You take care, Madonna. And let's get busy. Bye now.
Okay. So the story is...
Morale is up.
Sexual banter at work is good for morale.
Make the beast.
Good for camaraderie.
I was out. I couldn't think of it.
Good for productivity.
Give me a second.
And you know where sexual banter leads.
To sex.
That's right, Mike.
Mm-hmm. My turn now.
Thank you. Okay.
That'll be good.
My turn. Give me just a second. Because yours was so good.
It really was.
How am I going to top that?
It should be tough.
Where's the music? Take out the
sexy music already?
We're going to need that.
Heart. Need it for my lady.
Yeah, sex in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Sexy
Hi, this is Larry Michael of Redskins Radio. I'm sorry I can't take the phone call. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
This is good. Who wants you?
I do!
Larry, it's Don.
Oh.
I'm thinking about you going left to right on my radio dial.
There you go.
Baby!
Let's go all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Washington Redskins.
He won't understand this out of context.
But I want you to know something about me. I'm not that kind of a guy. You can't go for two.
Oh.
That's an exit.
Wow!
That's an exit. Okay.
Don't go for
it. Bye-bye.
This next story is amazing, but I have to be very careful with it. A Chicago doctor.
Can you see Monday when he says, Michael, I'm worried about Don. I want you to hear something.
I do.
A Chicago doctor is suing his former lover, who is also a doctor. He says she tricked him.
Can I call for a doctor?
He says she tricked him into getting her pregnant. She says it happened the old-fashioned way. He says that's not where he made the deposit. He says the old-fashioned way never happened between them and the three times they hooked up over 4 months.
You're talking about sex.
You're talking maybe about that bad way, too, that you don't like.
Oh, no, no.
Not that way.
I don't think so. Or the other way?
Yeah. We have to be very careful about what we say.
Yeah. Buzz, I heard this story on
right.
God, why can they say it on NBC? We can't say it.
Mm-hmm.
She is intimating, that they had intercourse. He says that she just...
Okay.
You know, she...
All right. Didn't happen.
See, we get around it our own way.
He says he broke it off with her when he found out... He broke off the relationship.
God, that would hurt.
He ended the relationship with her. Well, you can't say anything around here.
You can't.
He ended the relationship with her when he found out that she already had a husband.
Oh, yeah.
He says she secretly saved the deposit, froze it, and used it later in an artificial insemination that resulted in their baby.
She saved it in her mouth?
For a time, until it went to the freezer. In his lawsuit, he says she stole it. In her court papers, she says it was a delivered gift. An appeals court has just ruled that the he doctor can sue the she doctor for emotional distress.
All or nothing.
The court says she may have conducted an ultimate betrayal. In its ruling, the court wrote, and I quote,
"Oh my,
there was no agreement the original deposit would be returned upon request," end quote. This may be a progressive move, because a new study shows that, yes, there are fewer T-bone accidents because of the cameras, but we still have the same number of injuries thanks to an increase in rear-enders.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes?
You know the one that's down the street, if you make the left-hand turn at the Exxon and you go past Fuddruckers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you get to Holiday Inn?
Right.
Did they take that one out?
I'll have to check. I heard they took out all of them in this community.
Here's how I think mm-hmm. that
the one that's right before 66?
Uh-huh. Because two nights ago,
yeah.
they was yellow, which of course means speed up.
Yeah,
speed,
go like
speed
hell.
Up.
Yeah.
I know that I ran it at the very end, and I'm used to seeing that little flash in my rearview mirror that indicates they've taken the picture.
And you didn't see it.
There was no flash.
I got no flash last week either.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a ticket because of that?
At that light?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. Maybe five.
Really?
And the deal is, it doesn't go on your insurance. It doesn't count for points as long as you pay.
It's just revenue.
Because they have no idea, they have no way of proving who was driving the car. You could say it was my brother, it was right. my wife. They say, okay, fine, either way, give us $50.
Yeah, you don't have to prove who's driving, you know who's watching, and it is your brother. Big brother.
My dad is the captain of getting those tickets. He always mails me the picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
a photo album now.
Sure.
Well, you know, they had two points, to one, to make people stop running red lights, and two, to prevent those horrible T-bone accidents. And while that did work, we still have the same number of injuries because we have more rear-enders now.
People are slamming their brakes out of the middle of the intersection.
You know what I know is the filet mignon accidents.
As opposed to the T-bone.
I like a good porterhouse accident.
A Canadian newspaper found this story by talking to a traffic specialist and civil engineering professor, Nick Garber, at the University of Virginia.
Garber.
A Canadian paper had to dig this story up.
Mm-hmm.
He's conducted a study of this.
A lot of fun.
What he's still studying is the possibility that injuries from T-bone crashes are more devastating than injuries from a rear ender. In other words, we're still not sure which is worse, the original problem or the cure.
Mm-hmm. A rear ender.
Men are better than women.
I knew you were going to stop there. That's the story.
But yeah. I'm here to talk about reading maps and navigating. Men are better than women when...
I'm sorry, Buzz, I just turned your microphone off.
You
turned
him off.
Just because I love hearing
you. Start all over again, Buzz.
Men are better than women.
Okay. All right, hold on. Okay, one more time.
Men are better than women.
Excellent. Okay, go ahead.
When it comes to reading maps, men are better than women.
All right.
Unless the guy is gay,
mm-hmm.
then you might as well have a woman navigator, according to a new study.
I need the news to tell me this.
To tell me that
gay guys are as good as girls
when it comes to navigating.
Gay guys are as good as girls. Homos, I've always said this.
Mm-hmm.
All the male homos that we know, mm-hmm. they're organized.
Yes,
they're
right.
Together.
Yep.
They've got the best Rolodex. They've got the best PDAs. I mean,
are you saying that gay men are better navigators?
No, I'm saying that they're just as bad as women when it comes to reading and map or navigating.
See?
Despite their organization, they are women-like when it comes to navigation.
I don't know where I am.
Some professors from the University of East London are reporting this in the latest issue of Behavioral Neuroscience magazine. When my copy arrived...
But gay men are very organized, though.
Very organized.
Yes, they are. Like women are.
Yes.
No wonder they always end up in the wrong place.
When my copy of Behavioral Neuroscience arrived, I quickly turned to the part where men and women, gay and straight, were put into mazes. There were 40 straight men and women... 20 gay men and 20 lesbians.
Great game with rules.
They worked with maps. It did have rules, Rob. They worked with maps and directions and the whole business of communicating directions. Researchers found that...
Buzz Burbank doesn't seem to mind the groaners.
Not really.
Hi,
for rules.
Researchers found that straight men use geometrical clues to navigate, while women, gay men, and lesbians used landmarks or some combination of geometry and landmarks.
Why do you think Fez has to be walked out of the studio every night?
Hold on. You're saying what? I'm not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying Fez?
Has trouble with directions.
He's a lesbian.
He's
a lesbian.
You're saying Fez Watley, the straightest man that I know? You're intimating that in some way what?
It's just a joke. Back off.
God. But with but listen, Napoleon, in every joke,
right,
there's just a just a scotch of truth.
All right, maybe there was.
Okay, I've heard rumors about him. Hey!
In other gay news, hairdressers are the happiest in their professions, according to a new study. A British research firm talked
to
1,200 workers. 40% of all hairdressers describe themselves as being extremely happy.
Fez makes the bellway look straight.
Clergymen were second. Nearly one in four of them say their work makes them extremely happy.
Liars.
Chefs and
cooks.
Of course,
makes them happy. Where are the boys at?
Yeah.
Chefs and cooks were third, followed by beauticians.
Right.
Yeah.
Plumbers, mechanics, builders, and electricians are next. Hey, even the village people had a hard hat. Florists rank ninth, followed by fitness instructors, nurses, and doctors. People who work in the media followed in 13th place, followed by engineers, pharmacists, scientists, and butchers. Job satisfaction drops off considerably after this. Interior designers, travel agents, teachers, bankers, accountants, IT guys, lawyers, secretaries, real estate agents, civil servants, and architects follow. Social workers are the least happy people, though.
Yeah.
Only 2% of them say their job makes them extremely happy.
You know, the thing is, you're absolutely right, and we are blessed to do what we do. We're so lucky, and I love it. Yet, I guarantee when I get in my car tonight, my wife says, "How's it going?" I just say, I'm so sick. I am so sick of the morons that run this radio station.
That's
I'm so sick of being yelled at by Jeff Hedges and Michael Hughes. I mean,
well, you like to complain. The thing is,
to complain.
And we get to do that on this show.
We get to do
it out loud with a microphone.
But, Mike, I do it in real life, though.
I know you do.
And we've got it good, but still, I guarantee I'll get in the car that my friend go, "Hi, how are you?" I go, "You won't believe what that ass Jeff Hedges said to me today.
The pressure is killing me."
A Republican lawmaker proposes doing something painful to a Democratic lawmaker. That's our story when we come back.
You know, being negative has always worked for me.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a positive. I've turned negative into a positive.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Not too much acupuncture.
Gotcha, Frank.
Beware.
Frank Murphy.
Frank Murphy.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday we talk to the high school coach.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The number one radio show in Toronto.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike program.
Yeah. Go to our website this weekend, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Our time grows short, so make sure I get to this. In Wichita, there may be a breakthrough in the investigation of the BTK serial killings. After 30 years, today, Wichita police say a man of interest is being questioned in connection with those murders.
What are those murders?
The BTK killings, which stands for bind, torture, kill.
Mike, I know what you got. I already remember. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate. It's still very clearly Republican versus Democrat in America's lawmaking bodies, but in Colorado, they've taken it a step further. The subject was an amendment to a license plate bill. The Republican called the amendment garbage. The Democrat then called the Republican garbage.
Garbage.
Then the Republican got in the grill of the Democrat and said that if he ever pulled that again, he would, quote, "ram my fist up your blank." He can say it, I can't, not even when reporting news about lawmakers. They said other things I can't repeat. Thank you, FCC. No, well, yes, but that's not the word. That's the part, yeah.
He said he would ram his fist up his...
Yeah, afterward, the Democratic and Republican leaders of the Colorado House stood together and said to their fellow lawmakers, "The eyes of the state are upon us. We need to disagree without being disagreeable."
The brown eyes of the state are on us.
After that, the lawmakers behaved themselves and went back to pretending they don't hate each other's guts.
Especially in the winter.
The brown eyes.
Some language isn't appropriate in some places, like during the in-flight movie on an airplane. So, as you may have noticed, those movies are edited for time and for content that may not be suitable for younger travelers. Fox Searchlight Pictures found an interesting way to deal with the problem in the movie Sideways, which is showing on Aerolíneas Argentinas. In that movie, on that airline, every time a character uses the long A word, it's been substituted with another A word.
What's that?
Ashcroft. Thomas Hayden Church in the movie saying, "You're an Ashcroft." That's right.
Fox promised a comment to the New York Post about this, but then failed to return the call.
I like it.
Former Attorney General John Ashcroft also didn't return the newspaper's call, but then he's an Ashcroft.
Boy, my Ashcroft hurts. I got to take a bush.
In sports, Disney has announced it's selling the Anaheim Ducks. There goes the NHL season.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Finally, tales from the toilet. In St. Petersburg, Florida, a man noticed the head of a snake sticking out of his toilet.
A lot of fun.
He found some nylon string, fashioned a noose, and started pulling. 6 feet later, he had himself an African rock python, which can grow to 20-some feet and weigh up to 250 pounds.
In the toilet.
Quoting the man, makes me wonder now when I go to the restroom. This happens a lot. Recently in Fort Worth, a 6-foot blackwater snake came out of a toilet.
That is so creeping me out.
Last year, a python turned up in a bowl in Barcelona. An iguana was found in the porcelain in Sarasota, Florida. And in Atlanta in 1993, a woman sat down and got scratched by a squirrel that had come from down below. Probably being chased by a snake.
Yee.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. Sorry, we're
out of time. No!
That's what you leave us with.
Wow, that's creepy for the whole weekend, Buzz.
Have a seat.
When I sat down on the toilet today, you know what came up and bit me?
What? No. Hello, my friends. This is Julio Iglesias wishing all of you happy holidays.
But he was wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah. What are you doing in my toilet? Get out of here. Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with a new episode. Please remember that Ron and Fez are coming to Max on 106.7 WJFK. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Still coming over for dinner? I'm making chocolate chip rabbit. Go sideways.
This is the Don and Mike Show.